The Seed of Discrepancy, this message by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Monday evening, January 18, 1965, for the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International at the Westward HO Hotel in Phoenix, Arizona, USA. Epio yovirikanyiha, mutako ola wa muna William Marion Branham, ola leirwe sekunto hiu, mahiku yaetaka dizoi tumweru wa Janeiro, 1965. Wopatana wa mulaponi wotene wa alipa na koso ai hapari yore rayoma lela, woteli Westward aka o Phoenix, Arizona wa Amerika.
Oh, amen, that's right. All things are possible. Only me.
I have chosen tonight for a short text or short reading, the Lord willing to give us the context of it, out of St. Matthew 13, 24 to 30. And then also I want to read from 36 to 40 just in a few moments.
Mioko tanlo hiu la wayoso mayamu kani, osoma wamu kani, apu ya yatunavale onivaheni himi aya, ya Mateo waria 13:24 mpaka 30, ni navetomio mio kintuna kisome okuma 36 mpaka 40, okati vakani pahi.
Now, St. Matthew's, the 13th chapter, and beginning with the 24th verse. Of the 13th chapter of St. Matthew. Listen close to the reading of the word. My words will fail, but his will not.
Vano Mateo uare e capitolo 13, opacera ni versiculo 24 e capitolo 13 ya Mateo uare. Mwiria norate eno somwa wa masu. Molu mwaka no vonya, masawawe kanivonyea.
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way.
Aha himere atun lika nyiho nikina iraka. Omwene wa uirimu onlika na nimulopwa na mmosa aanle pio yore ramata mwawe. Masi owa rupaka ngwana na awa ahirwa kwala montaka take ria rietiriku kuroa.
But when the blades was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then has the tares?
Masi munyepu vanu waliaya, kuima mihoko roko, vanu na ahi kumelela ntaka taka naveto. Vanu arume ya mwanene toko, ya ahiro muko hawira, puia, kimwa anle nyue pio yore ramata mwanyu, ntaka taka ni nkuma vai.
And he said unto them, An enemy has done this. And the servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them.
Nto, o aha himera, mwana nitira leo. Vano arume yahimu himera wira. Muni tuna wira hiyo nroe. Na pelemo, masuo kwira. Nari, maana mwapelaka ntaka taka, muno pela vamosani itiriku.
Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will send forth the reapers. Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat unto the garner.
Muhieso opili sinue kevamosa mpako kati ohepa. Ntokatio ohepa, mio kinimu arumalipo ohepa, mpachero pela ntaka taka, mutuke mavisi. Mpahe, masi etiriku mutukumanye muhele murutu ni mwaka.
Did you notice, gather the tares first and bundle them. Now, reading this, there was something strange come to me while I was setting up on top of the Catalina Mountains the other night in prayer.
Nyuo moweha, mpachero pela ntaka taka mutukwe mavisi. Vano, kisomake ela, ya haikale tuyoti kiniha ya kiruenle, wakati wakila ntiako mwako ni katalino hii uo, kivekelaka.
And then I thought, where could I gather a word that I could use for this that I wanted to speak on tonight?
Ntomio kahu puela, karo opanyavainu ulumo, karo ako were uhimia waiela, mio katuna ako lavulo hiula.
And I went down and found a word of discrepancy. So I got the dictionary and looked what the word discrepancy means. And it means it's sowing discord or being contrary, as Webster says. Sowing a discord, something different, or being contrary to what's already been.
Ntomio kikurua kipanya nulumo ovirikanyiha. Tivo mio ka kunsha ketapulelo ya molumo kiweha etu nulumo virikanyiha nihimi haya. Ntono nihimi ya wira wala ohi wanana. Wala okala ovirikanyana. Ntoko webistas nihimi hawe wala ohi wanana etu evirikane ahiso okala ovirikanyana nile ekanle kalayene.
So I thought the text tonight, I call it the seed of discrepancy. And trust that the Lord will bless His word now as we approach it.
Tivo mio kupuen lia kawira, yoso mohi ula, mio kamuihana, epio yovirikanyiha. Nikindoro melawira apu ya no reriha maswa ya vano, okatunata melahu yao.
And we also know he interpreted in verse 36 and to 43 how that this seed matured. And while we're at it, let's just read that also, verse 36 now, unto 43.
Ni hiyo nosue la towira, awa atapulele versikulu 36, ni mpaka 43, mota epio ila yato kontiaya. Nto hiyo nriene vavo, nroeni someye yotunave, versikulu 36 vano, mpaka 43.
And when Jesus had sent the multitude away, he went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.
Nto Yesu ahihi ya mutiti watu, owo kuro owani. Nto awishu tiawe ya ahimu tukumanela yoo iraka, munitapulele nlika nyiho nantakataka na mata.
And he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Vano wahi wakula kwa himere wira. Olo nale epio yorera mwana mutu. Vano emata olumwenku. Epio yorera ana omwene. Masintakataka talakanle ana mutakali.
The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world.
Mwana ni onala seyo tishetwani. Ohepa emalelo yolu mwenku, na alipo hepa malaika. Nto sisa ale ninkushiwa ya ntakataka napahi wavamoroni, siso to vano kala omalelo ni wolu mwenku ula.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
Mwana amutu, onimu aruma malaika awe, nto ao animu atukumanyo tena ala nate kihakwaya, na ale anira sota kala mwomwene ni mwawe.
And shall cast them into a fire, a furnace of fire, and there shall be weeping, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as a sun in the kingdom of their father. Who has an ear, let him hear.
Nto animu arihelo moroni, mutukuta ni mamoro, nto iwe ono kala uunla, wala ono kala uunla no luma nyiha maino. Nto ana sharia, anroa waari antokonsua, mwomwene ni mwati tiaya. Ala rinimaru, tiri animu iwa.
That's Jesus giving the interpretation of the parable himself. Therefore, we know then what the interpretation means.
Oo ti Yesu, atapulela kanlika nyiho mansawe. Tivo hiyo nosue lanto, etuni himi antapulelo.
And now, as we approach this, of this sowing of the seed and the reaping. Now, he interprets it, and then I believe that Jesus was speaking this parable in his day, but was meaning it to be at the end of the world, or the end of the age, which is this day.
Ntovano ni kuve elahu yela, wala weno wepio ni nuhepa, vano oon ni tapulela yeyo. Ntovomi oko okupa liwira Yesu, alavula nilikanyihon la nihiku nawe, masi atuno himia wira, eo ya aro kala womalelo ni wolu mwenku. Wala womalelo ni wokati orinihiku nla.
And I believe this little text tonight is a very appropriate for the hour that we're living in, because Jesus distinctly said here that the gathering would be at the end of this world.
Ntomeo ko kupali wira yosomela ya mukanu hiula tiophenelasha wa katunikalahu okala wira Yesu vowone ya ohimi ava wira otukumanywa waro okala omaleloni wolumwenkula.
That's when the end would be, the gathering of the wheat and also the gathering of the tares and burning them and to take in the wheat into the kingdom.
Wira eyo puka tiwaro ayo kale malelo otukumanywa wetiriku na veto otukumanywa wantaka taka nupahi wanenlo nukushi wetiriku oheli wa momweneni.
And I believe it was this way, and another scripture leads me to believe this way. I have written down here is Matthew 24:24. The word said that, talking about this, the seed of discrepancy.
Ntomio ko kupali wira ya arisisa. Ntoyole mpwekine nikami ni hasisa. Mio ko olepa va Timateo 24:24. Vavo ni himi haya wira. Elavulaka mwahawe wepio yovirikanyiha.
Jesus said that the two would be so close together that it would deceive the very elected if it were possible. Almost exactly the same. Another place in the scripture where it's written that the rain falls on the just and the unjust.
Yesu himme wira so pili saro kala sola tanesha mpaka ya aro ayo moto ta oloto mwavari wira ya aniwerianea. Bohale lako kale mosaru. Nipuro nikina mwayole mpwavalempua ya wire pula enni murupela na sharia ni otakala.
I remember my first experience of ever coming amongst the Pentecostal people. I was at Mishawaka, Indiana, and I was at a great convention, a hall about like this, where the North and the South had come together because of them days of the segregation. They had the meet up there.
Mio kinu puela musuele loaka opachera, woto kokale ria riatwa Pentecost. Mio kaaru Mishawaka, Indiana. Ntoka ariva mutuku manoni mulu pale, niporo ni mosa no piera kantokonla. Weyo atu aipanto nikele peo, ni okusi ni atukuma niaya, mwahawa mahiku ale ovalanyana, au ya hano kuma nosuluiwe.
They were two great orders of the Pentecostal brethren. I had never heard of them or met them before. The first time I ever heard speaking in tongues.
Yari makuruman limalu pale ashin na Pentecostite. Mio kira kihinatoko wiwa walo kumana niya okalai. Emara yopa chera wiwali ako lavu la ilavu lelo.
And at the end of the row of the convention, me being not a member among them, I was just a young Baptist minister. I sat way back in the back. And I remember the first time I heard anyone speak in tongues, I didn't even know what was all about.
Nto malela niwe linya mutuku mano, mio kihira kampanta wa yao, mio kari miravo mulale mupati istapahi, mio kakila antutuli, nto mio kinu puela emara yopa chera watonkwa komui wa mutu, olavu la ilavu lelo, mio nakalankasuela yari mwahawasheni yotenela.
And then these two men mainly set up in the front. One would speak in tongues and the other would interpret what the man said.
Vanonto ashilopwana alan li vanchenesha. Kuvenya soholo, mosa alavula ilavulelo, nto mukina amutapulele tumulopwana ola ahimi awe.
Well, I just started studying my Bible as hard as I could there then and found out that that was scriptural. That's exactly what the scripture of the Holy Spirit would do.
Vano mio kipachero muso mabibili yaka pahi vanchene saore yako katene yole. Nto mio kaipanya wira ele yari yole mpwa. Tia yo pahi yole mpwa. Eroho yo waria yaro haya wira.
Well, about a day after that night my heart was so stirred. I slept in a cornfield. I didn't have enough money to get me a bed, so I just had enough money to get home on.
Vano, vaviraliaya nihiku ni mosanu umaleo. Ohi ule murimaka wari washa nka vanchene. Mio karumpe mata mwanakuo, nkari na musuru kuo pieria, wira kipanyeni ni puro nomaka.
And I got me some donuts, a couple days old of rolls it was, and for my breakfast, and I was welcome to eat with them, but I didn't have no money to put in, and them days that was in the Depression, 1933, so it was pretty hard going.
Vano mio kari na musuru kuo pieroro wani, vano mio kitumami kate sari na mahiku manli, kireke sari pau wira kikure vosisu. Ntomio, kahila leo oliani yao, masinkari na ata musuruku wira kikaliheri. Mahiku ale, waruka tiwatongwe musuruku, 1933, tivoo wari, o waruka tiwolipa.
And So I thought, well, I don't want to eat with them, but I want to know what they've got. They've got something and I haven't.
Ntovano mio kupuela, ahe mioki, mionkin tuno yanale, masikin tuno suela elarinaya. Ale akala ne tumosamio hirinaka.
So that morning, they asked me, all ministers to come to the platform and just identify yourself, who you are, where you're from. Well, I just said, William Branham, evangelist, Jeffersonville, sit down.
Vano vasi suule miokari, ao kukivekela, alele yutene, mureva plataforma muisua nyihi, nyuo mwani, otuni kumanyo. Vano mio kuira pahi, William Branham, na malalea, Jeffersonville, kukilati.
Well, at that time, I was the youngest minister on the platform. And the next day, they called me to the platform to speak. And then after I spoke, Father, we had a great time. And then I began to meet different people, inviting me to their churches.
Vano, okathule, kari mulalei oma leloe va plataforma. Ntomelo ni mwaya, au kuki ihana va plataforma uira kilavule. Ntovo, vamaliako lavula. Vano, na ahiviri hokati uorera. Ntomio, kipachera wasuela atuanchene ya akila tuloroa mukeresha mwaya.
Then after that, I thought if I could only get where these two main men was that spoke in tongues and interpreted. That was burning me up in my heart. I wanted it so bad.
Nto ao vamanliaya, vaviraliaya yeyo, vano mio kuupuela, vakanle uira mio kaaniwera pahu pia vatuashilo pwana ala nle alu palevariaya vo, olavula ilavu lelo, nutapulela. Eyo yaani vihihamuri maaka, mio kaani tunavanchene yeyo.
Well, as I've told you at the beginning, a little gift that you pull over. You know, gifts and callings are without repentance. You have them all your life. See, you're born with them. If they're gifts of God.
Vano, ntokoso himenri akani wopacherani. Yova hayamu kani nivarelanyu muteko. Nyo mosuela, sova haniwi haniwa, sinikala ohi rukunusha murima. Nyo munikala na iyo makale loanyu utene. Munona, nyo muniyari wanise iyo, sari sova hasamuluku.
So, always, since a little bitty baby, it always happened to me. People who knows me all my life know that's true. Well, if I thought, I didn't know what it was, then call it a vision, I just didn't know what it was.
Vano mio kati wotene, opachero kati wareaka mwanamwane mwamu kani, eyo ya aniki kumelelo kati wotene, hatu aniki suwela makale loako otene, ani suwela uira yo kekai. Vano, kupuwe nleru uira, mio nka suwela ya arishe ni ilo katule. Nto mio kiha na kayoona, mio nka suwela pahi ya arishe ni.
I thought if I could ever talk to them. Well, and the spirit that was in the building felt like it's really the spirit of God. So I talked to one of them and I asked him a few questions. And he was a real genuine Christian. There was no doubt about that. That man was a real believer.
Masimio kuupuela, vakanle uira kamu ero lavula niyale. Vanonto, eroho ya arimpani, yone ya ntoko ya arivekeka iroho ya muluku. Vano mio, mio kahi ero lavula ni mmosa ayao. Kimukoha soko hakamosa kamosa, ntoo arimu Kristo ekekai, oloka, kivanyi herea mwahau ayeyo, mulopo anole, arimu lipuwa mine ekekai.
And the next man, when I talked to him, if I ever met a hypocrite, that was one of them. That man was actually, his wife was a blonde-headed woman, and he had two children by a black-headed woman.
Nto, mulopo anamukina, okati mio lavulaniaka, vakalawira kahito kukumanana na miri mamili, ola arimu mosaia, mulopo anole arivekekai, amwarawe ya arimu tiana maihi otela, ni ahi kalanana ni ana anlini mutiana mosa amaihi oripa.
And I thought, well, now what? Here it is, I'm all mixed up, I'm a fundamentalist, it must be the word or it isn't right.
Ntomio kupuela, vano sheni, ele riva, mioki rio te noti kinihiwa, mioki na mulipiherio, ehano kala masu, ahi suela kehiyo yoloka.
And here's that spirit, one rang out, according to all I know, genuine, and the other was no good at all, and the spirit falling on both of them. Now how can that be? It had me puzzled.
Ntova, eri roho yele, mosa oruma ntokoso otene mio sinsu elaka. Oloka, nave mukina, kari oloka atava kani. Nto eroho, ya kuruela o wanli. Vano, eniwere aneasai kwa lasiso, mio, eo, ya hikitikiniha.
2 years later, I've been praying in a cave. Or I'd go to pray. Got dusty in the cave, and one afternoon I walked out, laid my Bible on a log, and the wind blew it open to Hebrews, the 6th chapter.
Yaka pili holo waya, mio ka mulompa mutupani mwemo mwaruwa kako lompamo. Na ahikala ntupi mutupani, nto osheku omosa kikuma, kimupweha bibili yaka vantoroni. Nto eteku kimukunla mwa heperi kapitulu 6.
Which said that in the last days how it would be if we fell away from the truth and renewed ourselves again unto repentance, there was no more sacrifice for sin, and how the thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned.
Yeyo hime, wira mahiku ukisera mota yaro ayo kala hiyo na hiyaru kekai, nuhoko lesheru wa torukunusha murima, kuvoto mukutomukina waitampi, ni mota miwa ni malashi onanara, seyu saakuwe elokotiwa, emalelo ayo kanlupahiwa.
But the rain cometh upon the earth often to water it, to dress it. But the thorns and thistles would be rejected, but the wheat would be gathered.
Masi epule noro avatayani kwekwe, wire nani he, wire tokihe. Masi miwa ni malashi ona narasamu roo kotiwa. Masi tiriku ya muroo tukumanyiwa.
And I thought, well, just the wind had to blow that open. Well, I just laid the Bible down again and I thought, well, now I'll just, and here come the wind and blow it open. That happened three times. And I thought, well, now that's strange.
Ntomio kuupuela, vano alakelele tekupahi kunlalevavu. Vano kimupweha biblia markina. Ntomio kuupuela, vano mioki, ntova enoro teku kimukunla. Eyo ya hira nea vara vararu. Ntomio kuupuela, ahe, vano tioti kiniha.
And then as I raised up, I thought, Lord, why would you open that Bible for me to read that? When I get down to that word thorns and thistles, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned. I thought, why would you open that to me there?
Ntovo, okatu venyaliaka, ntokuupuela, puia, mwahawasheni nyo mwaru anyo mukunla Biblia wira kisomeyo mio, okatu piendriakeyo, miwa ni malashi ona nara, yawa ni kuve elokotiwa, emalelo ayo kanlopahiwa, mio kuupuela. Mwahawasheni nyo mwaru anyo kikunlela yeyo, vale?
And as looking out across, now these real visions come without pulling into any gear. That's this God, see? That I looked and I seen an earth that was turning out in front of me. And I seen it was all disked up. There was a man dressed in white, went around sowing wheat.
Ntokati wawe haka nino nino, vano soo na iya sekekai, sinoro atamu hitoki Henry. O timuluku pahi, munona, meo kahiru kunua, koone lapo ya aru kurere holo waka. Nikahona wira yotene ari olimwa, ahikala mulopwa na mosa awandre ikuo sotela, akume alake tiriku.
And after he went around the curvature of the earth, around come a man looked horrible. He was dressed in black. And he was throwing weed seeds all over it.
Nto okatu kumiawe, kiru kunua vakompa veelapo, kura mulopwa na mmosa akala ntoko uopiha. Owa awandre ikuosoripa, nto ala ipyo samalashi ona na ramapuro tene.
They both come up together. And when they did, they both was thirsty because a rain was needed. And each one looked like was praying with his little head bent over, Lord, send the rain, send the rain.
Iyo soopi ili kinua vamosa. Nto okati siku melenliaya, soopi ili sahivo liwantona, okala wira yaani tunanee pula. Nto kule mosa, ya akala ntoko ya mulompa, ni murwaya mukani uramene, puia muveleli hepula, muveleli hepula.
The great clouds come up, and the rain fell upon both of them. When it did, the little wheat jumped up and began to say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the little wheat jumped up right at the same side and said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Vano me kumalu pale ahi kumelela, nto epula kirupela soopi ili. Okati epule rupaliaya, etiriku ya mukahani kuvenya kipachera wira. Atotope liwapuya. Nave malashi ona nara kuvenya siiswe pante mosaru kuira. Atotope liwapuya.
Then the vision was interpreted. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The same spirit can fall in a meeting and everybody rejoice in it. Hypocrites, Christians and all together. Exactly right. But what is it? By their fruits they are known. See? That's the only way it can ever be known.
Vano yowo na yahita puleliwa. Epula enni murupela na sharia ni otakala. Eronhe mosaru poti okuruela vamutuku manoni. Nto atu tene kia tapela eyo. Anamiri mamili, akrishtu, na atu tene vamosa. Veke kaiti eyo. Masisheni iyo ni mihoko rokosaya awani sueliwa. Munona, tina munemosa pahi engwere aneayo sueliwa.
Then you see that now since wild oats or wild wheat and grain sometimes impersonates a genuine domestic grain so close that it would deceive the very elected, I think we're living in a timely age when these things should be preached on and talked about.
Ntonyuo munone yovano, opachera marupi amutakwani, wala etiriku ya mutakwani ni inuku, imara sikina enita kihere nuku yoloka, yavate. Yola tanasha, mpaka ya aro ayo moto ta ole otanliwa. Mio kinona wira hiyo ni nkalo kati wotunea. Okati itu ya saatu neaya olaleriwa nuhimwa.
Notice in verse 41, the two also very close. So close in the last days till he could not depend on some certain church to separate him. Say the Methodists or the Baptists or the Pentecostals to separate him. He said he sends his angels to separate him.
Nkawehani versikulu 40 inyu. So pili nave solatana mahiku ukiseria mpaka oo hira. Oo karo lipa nikereshe mosa. E mosa wira avalanye. Wira ametotista wala apatista. Ahiswa pentekositi wira avalanye. Oo himye wira. Oo onaruma malaikawe wira ya avalanye.
An angel is coming to bring the separation, the segregation between the right and the wrong. And no one can do that but the angel of the Lord. He's the one that's going to tell which is right and which is wrong. God said he will send his angels at the last times.
Laika ni morwa, wira nruho valanya. Ovalanya na waikekai ni yovonyea. Nikavo ongweria wireyo, woi kalanlaika napuya. O tule onro himia ele eriekekai ni ile eriovonyea. Muluku himia wira, owo ni mwaruma malaikawe okati woki seria.
Not angels down the year, but angels at the last time and would gather together. We know that this is the coming harvest time now.
Kahi malaika akruela kava, masi malaika okati woki seria ni yamu tukumanya mavisi. Hiyo nosue la wira, eyo rwa okati wohe pavano.
Now an angel is actually interpreted a messenger. And we see that there are seven angels of the seven churches. And now no, through the church ages.
Vano, nlaika veke kai nintapuleli wantoko na mitaka. Ni hiyo ninona wira arimalaika matanu na manli aikeresha tanu na pili. Nto vano, nari, okati waikeresha.
Notice who he said that the sowers were and also what the seed was. One, the sower was he, the Son of God, who went for sowing seed.
Nkawehe naale oo himiawe wira yara lipo wala, na veto wire pyo yarisheni. Mosa mulipo wala ari oo mwana muluku, yo aronwe ala kepyo.
And an enemy came behind him, which was the devil, and sowed the seed of discrepancy behind the sowing of the right seed.
Ntongwana nikurwa otuliwawe. Yo arishe twani kwa lepyo yovirikanyiha otuli wo wali we wepyo yekekai.
Now friends, that has happened through every age since we've had a world. Exactly, all the way from the beginning it started the very same thing.
Vano ashipatani ewe nira nea wovira ni wakati opache rokati hiyo kalania hulu mwenku vekekai okuma opacherani ya hipachere tui mosaru.
Now he said the seed of God. The word of God, Jesus said in a certain place, that the word is a seed, and every seed will bring forth of its kind.
Vano o himme wira, epyo ya muluku, maswa muluku. Yesu himme anipuro no wira, masu tari epyo, nikule epyo, enoku mihere antokomu shovu aya.
And now, if the Christian, the children of God, the children of the kingdom, has become the seed of God, then they must be the word of God.
Ntovano, vari wira mukristu, ana muluku, ana muomweneni, ahano kale epyo ya muluku, ntuao, ahano kala maswa muluku.
The word of God manifested in the age that they're living in, for the promised seed of that age. God gave his word at the beginning, and each age has had its seed, its time, its promises.
Maswa muluku, owo ni heriwa, okati awa ni kalaya, wa epyo ya alai heri okati owo, muluku ahiva heri ya maswa we opacherani. Nikulo okati onikala nepyo aya, okati aya, anatiri aya.
Now, when Noah came on the scene, and he was the seed of God, the word of God for that age. When Moses came, he could not come with Noah's message. It wouldn't work, because he was the seed of God at that time.
Vano, okati noe rui yawe, navoo aripyo ya muluku, maswa muluku okati ole. Okati Moise rui yawe, kiva ore ni oo rua ni muchaka wa noe, kawaru ovaretu. Okala wira o aripyo amuluku okatule.
Then when Christ come, he could not come with Noah or Moses' age. It was his time for a virgin to conceive and to bring forth a son. And he would be the Messiah.
Nto okati Kristu ruyawe, Kivaore aneorwa nukati wanoe wala Moise. Waru katiawe, wira harusa rupale amuyare mwana, nto waro kala Mesia.
Now, we've lived through Luther's age, Wesley's age, Methodist's age, all down through the ages in the Pentecostal age, and each age has given a promise of the Word.
Vano hiyo, no kalo kati wa Lutero, okati wa Wesley, okati wa Methodista, okati wa Oteno Vinre, ni okati wa Pentecost, ni kulo okati, oni vaheriwa natira masu.
And the people of that age that manifest that promised word is the seed of that age, according to what Jesus said right here. They are the children of the kingdom. That's right. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit operating through His children is those seed of the kingdom at that age.
Ni atu aokatiyo, anoni heri masuya wanatiri tari ipyo aokatiyo. Sintokwele Yesu himalia weva aotana amomweneni tiyeyo. Wiso ni hera wa roho yo waria evaraka muteko mwanawe tari epyo ya momwene ni okatiyo.
Notice the terriers was the one, the enemy Satan who sowed discord or the seed of discrepancy. He was the one guilty of doing this horrible thing.
Kawehani na arin takataka ngwana ni satana yo anlo hi wanana ahiso epyo yo virikanyiha. Oo ta tenke mwahawo wire twila yota kalesha.
Satan sowed his seed from the beginning when God placed his first harvest of human beings upon the earth. Adam, of course, as yet knew that there was a knowledge of truth and right and wrong, and he had never come to that as yet.
Satana aanle pyo hao kuma opajerani, okati muluko ahenli awe misu awe watuva suluve elapo, Adamu vekekai, aaniswela wira waikala o, osuwela waikekai, niore era niona nara, nuo ira hinatu piera e yonlelo.
But we find out God gave his children his word for their defense. There we have no other defense than the word of God. That is our defense.
Masihio, ninona wira muluku avan hanawe maswawe wiro kale mwaki herwaya. Wawaya, hiyo kandrina mwaki hero mukina wovika na maswa muluku. Oti mwaki herwahu.
There's no bombs, no shelters, no hiding places, no Arizonas or Californias or wherever it is. There's only one defense we have, and that is the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, which is Christ Jesus. He is our only defense. Being in Him, we are safe.
Kasikanle misika, atan chawelo, atama puro uipitamo, atama Arizona, walama California, atani puro pinipuro, orimwaki hero mosapa hii onrinahu, nto oti masu. Ntonsuna hii pakerutu kukalani hiyo, yo ori Kristu Yesu. O pahi tori mwaki heruahu, nikalaka mwaiyo wo, hiyo nikalolipa.
Not even sin is imputed to a genuine believer. Did you know that? He that's born of God does not commit sin. He cannot sin. See? It's not even imputed.
Nakalatu etampi, konihimani wa mulipo wami ni ikekai. Nyo umani sueleyo, ole oniyaru wa wamuluku, kanire tampi. Kivangwere anea o uire tampi, munona.
Well, David said, blessed is the man who God will not impute sin. When you are in Christ, you have no desire to sin. The worshiper once purged has no more conscience of sin. You don't desire it.
Vano, Davido himme wira, ore erua tuule muluku hunimu himiane awe tampi. Nyo makalaru ma Kristu, kamuntu na wire tampi. Mulipo oko korela, amalaru vulushiwa, karina tomupu elo wae tampi. Nyo kamuntu neyo.
Now to the world you might be a sinner, but to God you're not because you're in Christ. How can you be in a sinner when you're in the sinless one? And God only sees him who you are in.
Vano va maito ni wa ulumwenku, nyuo potu kala na tampi. Masi wa muluku kamu hiyo, okala wira nyuo murima Kristu. Vani wera ni asa inyuo kala na tampu kati munikala anyu mwalohi na tampi, ni muluku ni mwono ole nyuo murianyu mwaiyo.
Now this harvest time, at the beginning when God sowed his seed upon the earth and gave it in the hearts of his children, his family, to keep that word. That was their only defense. Keep that word.
Bano okatula ohepa, wopacherani okati muluku anli awe pyawe, mulaponi kuhela yeyo murima ni mwanawe, amusi awe, wira sukeke maswale, au yari mwakiheru haya mosene, usuka maswale.
Here come the enemy in and broke that barrier by sowing the seed of discrepancy, contrary to the word of God. If that was discrepancy in the beginning, it's still anything that'll add anything to the word of God is still the seed of discrepancy.
Va kurangwanani kupesha mukano mwahawo wale pe yovirikanyiha yovirikanani maswamuluku yakalawira waruvirikanyiha opacherani lelo tiyeyo etupi itu enroa uncherera etupi itu mamasu amuluku eyo lelo epyo yovirikanyiha.
I don't care where it comes from. If it's from organization, if it's from military sources, if it's from political powers, anything that's contrary to the word of God is the seed of discrepancy.
Miyo keniki chala otuwe nikumaya, bari wira tia mutenkeso, yari wira nikuma mapura anatoropa, yari wira tia ikurusa politika, etupi itu virikane ni maswamuluku, epeyo virikanyiha.
When a man stands and says he's a gospel preacher, and says that the days of miracles is past, that's the seed of discrepancy. When a man stands and says that he's a minister, a pastor of a church of somewhere, and he does not believe that Jesus Christ is the same in every detail, except the physical body, same yesterday, today, and forever, that's the seed of discrepancy.
Mutu avenyaka, niwira wira o mulale ya hepari orera, niwira mahiku amiri iri avira, ewe poyo virikanyiha. Mutu avenyaka, wiro murumei pastore amukeresha ya nipuro no, ni kuhiami ni wira Yesu Kristu mmosaru mwakule etu ya mukani ohia mwerutu mmosaru sana olelo ni maiku utene eyo epoyovirikanyiha.
When he says that miracles and apostolic age passed, that's seed of discrepancy. When they say there's no such a thing as divine healing, that's seed of discrepancy. And the world is full of it. It crowds out and chokes out the wheat.
O ahimiaka wira miriria nukati warumu wa ovira, eyo epoyovirikanyiha. Atu iraka kekanle etu yo ntokovu ni hiwa ni muluku, eyo epoyovirikanyiha. Nulumu enku korere seyo, eyo no kita nupunya ketiriku.
We notice that the first sower of the seed of discrepancy was branded the devil. And we know it was in Genesis 1. Now we find out over here in the book of Matthew, the 13th chapter, Jesus still brands any discrepancy to his word as being the devil.
Hiyo nini we hawira mulipa owa lopachera aepeo yovirikanyiha atitiwe shetwani. Ni hiyo no suwe la wira ya arima mapatu welo un. Vano hiyo nini pwenya wira niva mulivuru ni mamateu kapitulu terezi. Yesu ontita kulo virikanyiha wa maswawe ntoko kala shetwani.
And this 1956, anything that sows discrepancy contrary to the written word of God or puts any private interpretation to it is a seed of discrepancy.
Ni 1956 jula, etupi itwina alo virikanyiha, yo virikana ni masu ole mpamuluku, wala eniru hotapulela waya mansa ya mwai yao, epeo yo virikanyiha.
God will not honor it. He can't. It won't mix. It certainly will not. It's like mustard seed. It won't mix with anything else. You can't hybrid it. It's got to be the genuine thing, seed of discrepancy.
Muluku kanro otitimiha, o kanira, au kanta kanihea, au veke kai kanta kanihea, au arinto kwenu kuyevai, eyo kenta kanihea ne atetu kina, kivangwere aneotaka nshi eyo, ewe hano kale etu yoloka, epio yovirikanyiha.
Now we find, when God sowed his seed in the Garden of Eden, we find out that it brought forth an Abel, but when Satan sowed his seed of discrepancy, it brought forth a Cain.
Bano hiyo nini pwanya, okati muluko alali awe pyawe omatao edeni, hiyo nino na wira eyo ya amuyan rabeli, masi okati satana alali awe pyawe yovirikanyiha, ya amuyan rekaini.
One brought forth a righteous one, one brought forth an unrighteous one. Because that Eve listened to the word of discrepancy contrary to the word of God, and it started the ball of sin rolling right there and it's rolled ever since.
Emosa ya amuyanre na sharia, emosa ya amuyanre mutakali, okala wira hawa ole aiwele nle nulu monovirikanyiha, novirikana ni maswa muluku, nto eyo kupachero mupirikei hapola aitampi vava levene, nave ono pirikeyo kumokati ole.
And we'll never get it all out until the angels comes and segregates the thing and God takes his children to the kingdom and the terriers will be burned.
Ni hiyo kaninka la kala ni kumihera keele uta mpaka malaika arwe wira avalanye tuyo. Ni muluku aroi hanawe momwene ni nto ntakataka ninropa hiwa.
Notice those two vines. If we just had more time on this subject, but just to hit the high spots, So we can go right into praying for the sick in the next few minutes.
Nkawehani miri iye miili. Vakan le wira hiyo na ahikala nukatito wa mahaola. Masi wira ni panye mapuro malu palesha. Wira ni kele na ananoru na avekele la reta minutu vakani sintarlana.
Notice, their seeds grew together just exactly like God said over here also in the 13th chapter of our text tonight of Matthew. Let them grow together.
Nkawehani. Ipyo sasa ahinu wavamosa vekeka intoko muluku sihimiao evanave e kapitulu terezi ya yoso mahu hii ula ya Mateu. Muhiesi nue kevamosa.
Now Cain went to the land of Nod, found himself a wife and married, and Abel was slain, and God raised up Seth to take his place, and the generation started moving on between right and wrong.
Bano Kaini ahiro elapo yonoti kumpanya mutia na kimutela, bano abela arimu hiviwa, ntomuluku kumvensha Sethi. Wira arantele ni puro nawe. Ntomaloko kupachera weta ruwaka. Eria rieke kai ni ovo nye.
Now, we notice they gathered each one of them time after time. And God had to, it got so wicked that God had to destroy. But they finally came forth unto both of those seeds. The seed of discrepancy and the seed of God put forth their genuine heads. And that wound up in Judas Iscariot. And in Jesus Christ.
Bano hiyo nini we hawira, au ya ahitu kumana, kula mosa yao katipukati, ni muluku ahana o, au ya ahita kala mpaka muluku piere rohonona, masivuwa kiserea, au ya ahiku melela mpaka ipyo yosopi ili, epyo yovirikanyiha, ni ipyo ya muluku, kutapulusha mirusa asekekai, nto eo ya malele mwayuta Iskarioti, ni mwa Yesu Kristu.
For he was the seed of God. He was the beginning of the creation of God. He was nothing less than God. And Judas Iscariot was born the son of perdition. Come from hell, return to hell.
Mana o aripyo ya muluku. O aripa cherelo ya sopa tushiwa sa muluku. O kara tetu wohikala muluku. Bano Yuta Iskarioti ayaruwe mwana mwopwete yani. Akumo moroni kutikelo moroni.
Jesus Christ was the son of God, the word of God made manifest. Judas Iscariot, in his discrepancy, was the seed of the devil come to the world and for deceit, just like he was at the beginning, Cain, his former father.
Yesu Kristu, arimu ana muluku, maswa muluku owo niheriwa. Yuta Iskarioti, mwaoviri kanyi hawawe, aripyo ya shetwani, aruye mulaponi wira awokeke, vekeka intoko osareawe opacherani, kaini atitiawa kalai.
Judas only played church. He wasn't really sincere. He didn't actually have faith. He'd have never betrayed Jesus. But you see, he sowed that seed of discrepancy.
Yuta, amu toela pahi mukeresha. O karina sharia vekekai. O vekekai kamini. O kakala kalamulupata ka Yesu. Masi, mone. O anle piole yo virikanyiha.
He thought that he could make friends with the world, mammon, and also have friendship with Jesus. But it was too late for him to do anything about it.
Oo, upu elawira amuero kala nopata ni nulumwenku, mamoni, na veto okala nopata ni Yesu. Masi waisha vanchene, wira iretu pituma hawa yeyo.
When the dead hour came, when he did this evil thing, he crossed the separating line between going forward and returning back. He had to go on in the way that he went, as a deceiver.
Bapialia yokati wokwa, okati irali awe tui la yota kala. Owa ahitu pamukano nivala anjiha oroo holo nuutike lotuli. Owa ahano kelo holo piro arongo awe. Ntoko na maoka.
He sowed the seed of discrepancy. He tried to find favor with those great organizations of that day. With the Pharisees and Sadducees. And thought he'd make himself a piece of money and would be popular among the people.
O anle pyo yovirikanyiha. O atundo panyamure relo ni mitenke soye sulu palisani hikunle. Na farisi, na asatuki, ni upuwe nlewira amu panya musuruku, ni amu kalosu weliwe ria riatu.
If that doesn't cause so many people to get in that discrepancy, trying to find favor with man, let's find favor with God, not with man. But that's what Judas done when this discrepancy headed up in him.
Bari wire yo keni wiri hatu ancheno kela moviri kanyiha ni mwemmo. Yere yako panya mure relo ni mutu. Nrueli panya mure relo ni muluku, kahini mutu, masitie yoyuta ira yawe, okati miviri kanyihoia saamalenli haya mwaiyo.
And we know that Jesus was the Word. St. John 1 said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt here among us. Then the Word is the seed, then the seed become flesh and dwelt among us.
Nto hiyo no suela wira Yesu ari masu, Yohanu waria un ohimia wira, wopachera ni narinsu, ninsu nari ni muluku, ninsu nari muluku, banonsu, na hii pakeru tukukalava ni hiyo, nto masu epio, nto epio kui pakeru tukukala ni hiyo.
If Judas was the seed of the enemy and the discrepancy, it also become flesh and dwelt among us. In the person of Judas Iscariot, he never had no real faith. He had a what he thought was a faith. There's such a thing as having faith and a make-believe faith.
Vari wira yuta aripo yangwana ni niyo virikanyiha. Eyo na veyahi pakeru tukukala ni hiyo mwaumutu wa yuta Iscariot. O katonko kala na waamini woloka niwekekai. O arine tu upu elawe wira wari waamini. Yokale tu hiyo ntoko waamini ni waamini wawipaka.
And a genuine faith of God will believe in God, and God is the Word. It'll never add nothing to it. The Bible tells us if we add one word or take one word away, our part will be taken from the book of life. Revelation 22:18, the last closing chapter.
Nto waamini wekeka iwa muluku, ono muamini muluku, ni muluku timasu, konkala kala uncherera kate tumwai yao. Biblio ni himera wira, na uncherera runulu monimosa, walo kumiha monulu monimosa, mpanti ahuno kumihiwa mulivuru ni mwaikumi. Wisu upulu la 22:18, ekapitulu yokiseria, yomaliheria.
In the first beginning, the first book of the Bible, God told them not to break one word of that. Every word must be kept. They must live by that word.
Mupacherelo wopachera, elivuru yopachera Biblia, muluko ahimeenre wira, ahihono na tanulumo ni mosana yeyo. Kula nulumo ni hano sukiwa, au ya hano kala ni masu yao.
Jesus in the middle of the book come along and said that in his age, and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that it comes out of the mouth of God. And in the closing age of Revelations foretold to us that whosoever shall take one word out of the book or add one word to it, his part will be taken from the book of life.
Yesu eriarie livru, ahirwa kuhimia yeyo mwakati hawe kwira, mutu kanikala mkumi ni oya pahi, masini masu tene anikuma mwano mamuluku. Nto okati wokisera wawisu upulula, onihimia erawira, akalolo nikumi hanulu monimosamu livruni, wala uncherera nulu monimosamu ayao, mpanti yao no kumiwa mulivuru ni mwekumi.
Therefore there can be nothing shadowy, just a genuine, unadulterated word of God. That's sons of God, daughters of God, who's not born by the will of man, or by shaking a hand of some form of baptism, but born in the Spirit of God by the Holy Ghost, and the Word manifesting itself through them. That's genuine seed of God.
Tivo kivangwera neokale etu yohi kalakekai. Maswa muluku olo kapahi ni ohi hononiwa. Ao taana muluku alopwa na natiana. Ala hiyariwe nutuna wa mutu. Walamu haova hana mukono. Walamu tinto mmosa opati isu. Masi oyaruwa mwa eroho ya muluku ni eroho yowaria. Ni masu yiso nihera kamansa mwa yao. Eo tipyo yoloka ya muluku.
The enemy joins church and becomes very orthodox in a creed or something. But that's discrepancy. Anything that interferes with that string of genuine truth of God's word.
Ngwanani, onita kansha mukeresha nukalo otarihela saane ya minelo waletu. Masiyo kehiyo, eyo virikanyiha, etupi itu enivolo wela murowo waekekai yoloka ya masu amuluku.
And how do we know? We say, well, have you got a right to interpret it? No, sir. No man has a right to interpret God's word. He's his own interpreter. He promises it, then he does it. That's the interpretation thereof.
Nto hiyo ni nsuela sai, hiyo nira, ahe, au, nyo muhane haki yota pulela ela, nari mulopwena. Kavomu turine haki yota pulela maswa muluku. O timuta pulele awe mwanene. O no himi ela, vano o ni muira, eyo puta puleli wawaya.
When he promises it, then he fulfills it. That's the interpretation of it. Anything contrary to God's word is a discrepancy. Absolutely.
Okatuwa ahimia weyeyo, vano ono maliheria yeyo, eyo puta puleli wa waiyeyo. Etupi itu ni virika na ni maswa muluku o virikanyiha. Vekekai.
Now as I said, Judas has no real faith. He had a make-believe faith. He had a faith that he thought that was the Son of God, but he didn't know that was the Son of God.
Vano, ntokomi osinihimia kaka, yuta karina wami ni wekekai. o arina waamini wo wipaka o arina waamini o upuelawe wira ola arimwana muluku masikasuela wira arimwana muluku.
He wouldn't have done it. And a man who will compromise on this word of God being the truth, he's got a make-believe faith. Genuine servant of God will hang on that word.
O karo wira eyo mtomutu hintokereria masomo luku kale kekai o arina waamini wo wipaka mrume ya muluku ekekai onovare la maswala.
A few nights ago, a certain minister of Arizona, of a great famous school here in this city, came to me and said, I want to straighten you out on something. I said, when you get a chance, I said, this is the best chance I know of. Come on over.
Ohiu kamosakamo sovindre, murume imosa awa Arizona, eshikole mosa yulu palinios weliwe pomela, ahikiruela kuira, mio kintuna ko laki herini moha wetu imosa, mio kuira, makalana rukati, mio kuira, olapukati ore rasha mio nsue laka, murue.
And so he came over. He said, Mr. Branham, you're trying, so I believe you're sincere and you're honest, but you're trying to introduce to a world an apostolic doctrine. And said, the apostolic age ceased with the apostles.
Ntovano o kirwa, o kuira, mwenye Branham, nyuo munerera miyoko okupa liwira nyuo maore ra murima ni mwanasharia. Masi nyuo munerera okeli hamulapua ni mwishu tiho warumwa. Nto kuira, okati warumwa manlene na arumwa.
I said, the first thing I'd like to ask you, my brother, do you believe that every word of God is inspired? He said, yes, sir, I certainly do. I said, then, would you show me in the word where the apostolic age ceased? Now, you show me where it is, I'll believe with you.
Mio kuira, etu yopa chera mio katunaka oko hani munaka. Nyo munna amini wira kula masomu luku to upululiwa. O kuira, ayo mulopwana, mio veke kaikinna amini. Mio kuira, vano mwamu koni ha muhina mamasu, vatu okati warumu wa malaliaya, vano nyuo mukoni he vatu varia yeyo, mio kinimu amini ninyuo.
Now I said the writer of the apostolic, the one that had the keys to the kingdom, on the day of Pentecost, when the apostolic age was introduced.
Nto mio kuira, mulipo lempo kati warumu yo warina ihule lo samomwene ni hiku na Pentecoste vapacheruwa okati warumu.
He said, men and brethren, what can we do to be saved? He said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to them as far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Ao irale, alopwana na ashina, nirekeshe ni wira na opoe, o kuira, murukunu shemurima kula mosa nyuo, mupatitsiwe ninsina na Yesu Kristu, wira mulevele liwe itampi. Ntomuni mwake la yova haya iroho yowaria, okala wira na tiri tawinyu, ni tawa ya ninyu, na alaru utai wene, otene alapu ya muluku wa hantuna ya uihana.
Now how can the word contradict itself? A man said, I have an awful cold tonight. I said, I think so too. See? Now you tell me, is God still calling? If God's still calling, then the apostolic age is still in existence?
Bano, anywhere ya neasaima suwiva anyiha mansaya, mulopwa na okwira, mio nkirero ririwo hiula, mio kwira, mio kinona wira tisiso nave. Munona, vano nyuo mukilele, muluku nlelo ni muihana. Bari wira muluku nlelo ni muihana, nto okati warumwa lelo tiwokala.
Certainly, as many as the Lord our God shall call, ever will call, as many as he shall call, it will still be the apostolic age. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Mekekai. Ote nale apu ya muluku wa hantuna ayo uihana. Ankala kala ya uihanaka. Anroa ayo kala kala uihanaka. Ote nale awa nroa ayo uihana. Owo nlelo nroa kalokati warumwa. Mana Yesu Kristu mmosarun sana. Olelo ni mahiku utene.
Now we find today that this discrepancy has been sold through every age. If it was possible to get it in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I would do it, but you can't.
Bano, hiyo ninono lelo wiro virikanyi hano ni kala wawali wakulokati. Bari wira wani werani okusha eyo minutu muloko, wala muloko nitanu, sintarlana, miyo kamu ira masikivangu weranea.
Down through the ages, we are all, most all of us read the Bible. And now, like when Jesus come and he found that discrepancy, contrary, he was the word made manifest. He was God's interpretation of the word.
Maovira wakati, hiyo tenendri, anchena hiyo nini musoma Biblia, ntovano ntoko kati Yesu arui yawe, ntoo kupanyo virikanyi hawe iwo, ovirikana. Owa ari masu uo ni heriwa. Owa ari otapulela wa muluku wa masu.
Because he said, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they that testify of me. Amen. There you are. He was the interpretation of the word. And every born again son and daughter of God of this age is the interpretation of the word. You are written epistles, read of all men. Yes.
Okala wira o irale. Mwaviave sole mpwa. Mana mwase iyo nyo munupu elo kalane kumihinimala. Ntotisa iyo siniki kalela miyo na mwona. Ewe rivo. O aruta pulela wa mazu. Nikula mwana muluku mulopwa na wala mutiana. O ya ruavasia o katula. Puta pulelu wa mazu. Nyo mwaipapelo sole mpwa. Sinisomu wana atu utene. Ayo.
Notice. He said in vain they do worship me. Teaching discrepancy for doctrine. In vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the discrepancy, doctrine of man, creeds of man, teaching that to be the word of God when it has nothing to do with the word of God.
Nkawehani, ohi meo ira, ani kikokore la miyo mahala, yishutiha kamviri kanyi hontoko muishutiho, ani kikokore la miyo mahala, yishutiha kantoko muishutiho mviri kanyiho, muishutiho wa mutu, yaminelo sa mutu, yishutiha kawira au maswamuluku, okatiwa hirina ya nata ni maswamuluku.
Look, each age produced such a crop. Every age has did it. And ours is no excuse. We have the same thing and a greater age of it than all the other ages put together. For this is the ending of world's history.
Mwehe, kulo okati ya ahi kumihera yohe paeyo, kulo okati nira eyo, ni wawihi ukonihie ya. Hiyo nrinetui mosaru, ni ukati wohe pa mulu paleshovika na mahiku utene va mosa.
This is a great discrepancy that's ever been upon the earth, is on the face of the earth today. Discrepancy in other ages pulled them away from the true and living God to idols. Today, Jesus said in Matthew 24:24, that it would be so close it would deceive the very elected if it was possible. Talk about discrepancy.
Ola timvirikanyi homulu paletonko kala kala mulaponi, ori mulaponi ulelo. Mbirikanyi homahiku makina waha purula mpako taiwa muluku mukumi ni ekekai. Mpaka wa muluku aitiru. Olelo, Yesu uhime mamateu 24-24 wira. Saro kala solatana, saro ayo oto ta ale oto mwa, bari wira vani werianea. Mbirikanyi hosheni.
Oh, it is so cunning. Satan is among the people and just such a theologian, such a doctor of divinity, can teach that word almost perfectly. Jesus said so. But just watch him. There'll be somewhere he said, well, now that wasn't for this. Oh, yes, it is too. See, because God said it was.
Oh, tiwolavi lavi. Satala oriria riatu. Ni oo titeoloku. Totora tivintati. Oniwari awe wishu tiha maswa alentokora tene. Yesu himesi iso. Masimuwehe pahi. Ono kumelela nipurono. Kuira. Ahe, vano. Eyo kayaria yela. Oh, ayo, tieyo. Navemone. Okala wira muluku ahime wira yariyeyo.
Look what it did. Them same discrepancy brought the God's wrath upon the days of Noah. When God sent his prophet out and preached as a flaming fire, called repentance to the people, and the discrepancy drowned it out. Then what did Satan do? Come right behind and ham and started sowing it again. That's exactly right.
Nkauheni tu iraliaya. Mvirikanyi hoyo wa ahiru hovirua wa muluku mahikwa noe. Okati muluku wa murumi awe profeta awe. Nikula lere antoko moro overela. Kui hana atu hira rukunu shemurima, vano mvirikanyi hokupwina, vano eshe eni satana iralyawe, veke kaikuro otuli, mwakami, ntokupa chera walato, ewe kekaitu.
Along come Moses, the great prophet, to bring the children of Israel up out of the wilderness. What happened? Moses, the great prophet of God, bringing them the absolutely truth, vindicated truth.
Oholo waya kura Moise, profeta mulu pale, wira aru hana Israeli, akumiha kama otakoni, eshe eni irana iye, Moise, profeta mulu pala muluku, aruhela keke kayoma lela, eke kayoli piheriwa.
He had met God. God proved that he had met him. How those people back there, those priests, and they had the religion, the rituals, the rites, and everything. But Moses stood as a vindication of the interpretation of the word.
O akumane ni muluku. Muluku koni hera wira o ahikumana niyo. Okala wira twale kalaiu, ana mkutwale, na aoya ahikala na itini saya. Mairaya, maireloaya ni ituso otene, masimoise kukala siso, olipiheru wa ota puleli wa wamasu.
Don't forget that. Moses was God's interpretation of his promise. He said he'd do it. He was God's interpretation.
Muhili aleeyo, Moise aruta puleli wa wamuluku, wanatiri awe. Owa ahimye wira, amuira, owa aruta pulela wamuluku.
What happened? The church just got started out of Egypt on its feet a few days. And what happened? Satan come along with his discrepancy in the person, the second Cain, which was Balaam. And he sowed discrepancy amongst them. We know that's right.
Sheni iraneye, ekeresha kupachero kumaweshitu, yetalia maikuvakani, ntosheni iraneye, satanaki kumelela nimvirikanyi hawe mamutu, kaina nenli, yo wari balaamu, ntokwala mvirikanyi huiria reaya, hiyo nosuwe lawira yweke kai.
That Balaam, the teaching of Balaam, that we were all the same. We serve the same God you do. Fundamentally, he was right.
Wira Balaamu, mwishuti wa Balaamu, wira hiyo tene na mosaru, hiyo ni muru meela muluku mosaru yo ni muru meelanyu, mwele ya tune ya oa hikala ne sharia.
Because he offered a sacrifice that God offered, 7 rams, 7 bullocks, on 7 altars, and prayed to the same God, just as perfect as Moses did down in the wilderness. Just exactly the same, but they were not the same.
Okala wira o aniva hamukuto yo muluku avahawe, iputifuti tanuna pili, ama anyompa tanuna anli, vasuluva altara tanuna anli, ni amuve kela muluku mmosarutu voratavo, ntoko moise sira kao hitoiwe motakoni, veke kaivolikana, masao kayara mosaru.
Before shouting to us what would come to pass, there was again Cain manifested in the person of Balaam.
Yoni hera kawahio, etu ya arua wira nea. Apanya ni avale marekina, kaini owo ni heru wa mwa, mutula Balaamu.
And there was God manifested in the person of Moses, interpreting his words to a human being, making himself known his promise to a human being, and the discrepancy raised up. So did he do it in the time of Judas. There he come with his discrepancy.
Nivale apanya ni amuluku owo ni herua momutu wa Moise. Atapulela kama swawe muhinama mutu. Aikaliha kamansa osu weliwa natire awe muhinama mutu. Nto mvirikanyi hoki kumelela. Vano yeyo ahiro kati wa Yuta. Owo ahi kumelela ni mvirikanyi hawe.
And remember, this sin that those people believe that we're all the same. We worship the same God. We should all belong to the same church. We should be the same people. That sin was never forgiven Israel. Jesus said himself, they all are dead.
Nto mupuele, etampila atuale ya miniaya, wira hiyo tene nri mosaru, hiyo ni muko korela muluku mosaru, hiyo na ahana wira mpanta waikereshe mosaru, hiyo na ahano kala niloko ni mosaru, etampile, kiakalaka nlaleveleli waka Israeli. Yesu uhimia mwenene, otene aya aho kwasa.
They perish all but 3 of them. That was the ones who held on and believed the promise.
Ao ya hipwetea, otene wahi ya rarua yao, ao tale ya kalen lentiti ni ya muamin ni natiri.
When the weakling said we cannot take the land, it's too much for us and so forth, Caleb and Joshua, still the people said we're more than able to take it. Because God promised it to us, I don't care what the opposition is.
Okati ole ote etea irali yawe, hiyo kaningwe rokusha mutete, ni teorika wa hiyo. Nisikina, Caleb ni Yoshua, kwa mali hatu, kuira, hiyo, nini were ashokusha, okala wira muluku toni la ihendre hiyo, mio, kenikicha la wira mwana ni tuvi.
And we still can preach the baptism of the Holy Ghost and still have the power of God to separate us from the things of the world. God said so. The apostolic age has never ceased and it will not cease. It goes on.
Ni hiyo nlelo potu la lero voni hiwa ni muluku. Nupati isuwa roho yowaria, ni nlelo kala nowere wa muluku, wiro ni vala anyi hehiyo, ni itusa mwolumu enkuni. Muluku himyesi iso, okati warumu wa konamale, ni konimala, oh no roa.
So we find the same old sore of discrepancy. And remember, that sin was never forgiven. Now brother, if it was never forgiven then, what about now? When the real seed of all the ages is coming together.
Bano, hiyo nini mupanya mulipwa owala mvirikanyi ho mosaruwe wakalai. Ni mupuele, etampile kenaleveleliweke. Bano muna, ya kalawira kenaleveleliweko katule. Anki vano, okati epeo ekeka ya mahiku utene nituku manaya vamosa.
Notice this great thing that Balaam did. It went on and finally ended in the coming of Judas Iscariot. And Jesus, what was it? Judas and Jesus was just exactly a figure of Cain and Abel.
Nkawehani tuila yulu pale pala amu irali awe. Ya ahiro holo nuholo ni wokiserani emalenle nurawa wa yuta skarioti ni Yesu. Ya arishe nila, yuta ni Yesu, ya arivekeka itonyero ya Kaini na Abeli.
For as Judas was religious, so was Cain religious. Cain built an altar. He made a sacrifice. He worshipped God. He was just as sincere in it as the other one was.
Mana ntoko yuta saareawe natini, siso ari Kaini natini. Kaini ahimu tekaltari, o ahihela mukuto, ahimu kokorela muluku, o arina sharia mwayela, siso ntoko saareawe mukina.
But you see, he didn't have the revelation of what the word was. He thought it was Adam and Eve that eat some apples or some fruit. And Cain, Abel, by revelation, know that was wrong. It was the blood that brought him out, and he offered a lamb, and God testified his offering was right.
Masinyo mone, o karina mupu lulo wetu ya arimasu. O upwe la wira, warimu hawa wira, Adamu ni hawa, ya kura nsemasa, wala muhoko roko mukina. Ntokaini, Abeli ni mupu lulo, ahisu elawira yari ovonyea, yari pome ya kumihanse. Ntoo, amuvanghe mwapwitipwiti, ni muluku, ahikalelo namo na wira mkutu awe wari woloka.
Then he got jealous and tried to kill his brother. And as he killed his brother upon the same altar that his sacrifice died on, the lamb died upon the altar, so did Judas Iscariot portray Jesus Christ upon the altar of God and killed him just as Cain killed Abel, because Cain was the seed of discrepancy.
Bano, owa kukala nandrima, kitu no muiva munnawe. Ntosiso owa muivaliawe munnawe vasuluva altari, vavo mukutu awe vakuyaya, mwaputiputa akuye vasuluva altari, siso yuta iskarioti amulupa nti Yesu Kristu vasuluva altara muluku. Ni kumuiva yowo ntoko Kaini amuivaliawa Beli. Okala wira Kaini, aripyo yovirikanyiha.
And so was Balaam, the hireling prophet, a man who ought to know better. And God warned him through signs and wonders, and even a mule speaking in unknown tongues. And still he went right on just the same. He was born to be a sower of discrepancy.
Nisiso ari Balaamu, profeto oliviwa, mutu atune osuwe lorateene, ni muluko ahimu lopola ni miri iria nisoti kiniha, atapura lavulaka ni ilavu lelo sohi suwanya, nakalavo, owa aitike la ruaka siso, owa ayareliwe wira kalemu, mulipo owa alamviri kanyiho.
And if Jesus predicted this age to end up in the greatest discrepancy that ever was, the lady of sin church age, lukewarm, that put him out of the church. How could it be anything else but that? Discrepancy. Certainly it is. It ends in that age. And it was Cain and Abel again on Calvary.
Ntovari wira Yesu ohimia wira okati hulo ni malela ni mviri kanyi humulu pale shohinato kokala, okati waekeresha ala utiseya, yokutihiwa, yaiwe muhenlota waekeresha. Eni wera ni asai yo kale tuiki na wohi kala yo, mviri kanyi ho. Beke kaiti yo, eni malelo kati yo, nto ari Kaini na Abeli mare kina okalvario.
Now notice, as ever, as soon as Jesus went away, went into heaven, the Holy Spirit was sent back. That was the seed, the life giver unto the word, as we spoke last night.
Bano nwehe, sintoko kwekwe, Yesu amalaka ruroa, oronwe wirimu, eroho yoware kuveleli hiwa, eo ya aripyo, mulipo nivahe kumimasu, ntoko hiyo silavunlea hunsano hiu.
It's the one that quickens the word. Quicken means brings to life. The genuine Holy Spirit only brings to life the word that it is.
Ela tile ni kali hamakumi masu, okali hamakumi ni himia oru hele kumi, Roho yoware yoloka eniruhele kumipahi masu wire latiyeyo.
It won't bring a creed to life. It can't, because it's nothing of the creed. It is the life of the word of God, for it is God. And it quickens that body.
Eyo keniruhele kumi eyaminelo, kivangwereanea. Okala wira, eyo kehiwa tepante eyaminelo. Ewe kumi ya masua muluku. Maana o muluku, munona. Nto eyo, enikali hekumirutu yeyo.
Now, notice, as they did. Then the Bible said, and John spoke to his children and said, little children, you have heard of the Antichrist, which was to come into the world. Said, which already is in the world. And it working in the children of disobedience.
Vano nwehe, mota osira yaya. Nto, ni Biblia ohimia, ni Ni Yohana hahimere anawe kwira anaka nyo muhiwa mwahawa ngwana na Kristu yo ari wirarwe mulaponi kwira yo ori mulaponi onivara muteko mwana ohiwelela.
Now that was long, about 30 years after the coming of the Holy Ghost. We find when the Holy Ghost comes, the real seed, the real life giver to the seed, then here comes that discrepancy in again.
Bano, eyo irane ye muhina wa yaka sopia kamiloko miraru, ba mani ya oroe roho yoware. Yo ni niponya wira, okati roho yoware ruyaya, epio ekekai, mulipo nivahe kumipio ekekai, bano va, onikela mvirikanyi hoyowe marekina.
And notice, on it went. It had, the real word had been vindicated. The prophets of old had vindicated the word of God to be the truth as they went down.
Ntongwehe, eyo ya ahiro holo, eyo ya arina, masui kekai ya ahili piheriwa. Maprofeta ala kalai, ya ahili pihera masomu luku kale kekai, okati wa kwaya.
If anybody ever read the Nicaea Council or the pre-Nicaea Council, them 15 days of bloody politics, when them bunch of Romans down there wanted to bring in and make a denomination out of that church,
akala mutu tonko soma mutuku mano onisea, aiso mutuku mano opa chira onisea, mahiko ale mulokoni matanu apulitiko oye hipome, okati nikurunle na aroma uhito iwe ya atunia ayo puheria, nupaka muromo lelo waikeresha eyo.
Prophets came in, wrapped in sheepskin, eating herbs, and stood for that word. But what did it do? It had to be like Cain, it had to be like Abel. One had to die. Certainly it did.
Maprofeta ahirwa, awanrene isapala saiputiputi, aliaka malashi, nikuli pamuhawa masu yao. Masi, eyo inresheni, ya hano kala ntoko kaini, ya hano kala ntoko beli, mosa ahano kwa, vekeka ya hana.
And the word lost its influence amongst the people, and they all voted out the true word and took in dogmas of discrepancy of the early Catholic Church.
Ni masu ya ahi ovara waya murimeria riatu, ntoao tene ya ahi kumihamo ni muatale masu ikekai, kikusha makano amviri kanyiho, aikeresha katolika yopachira.
They added a pope, they added a bishop, they added this, that, the other. They've taken away the real true meaning of Peter and of Mary and all the rest of them, made idols and made nothing but just a pagan ceremony out of so-called Christian religion.
Ao kimuncherera mo papa, kimuncherera mo pishpu, kimuncherera mo ela, ele ni ikina, kikumihamo yohimi aekeka ya Petru ni ya Maria, nini yotene kina, kupaka itiru ni kuhipaka tetu wohi kalanira nepaka mwaitini niha ni wakiristu.
What was it? Seed of discrepancy and organized. Organized for the first time on earth a church. What was it? That seed of discrepancy started sowing. Something added to, taken away.
Yarisheni, epio ovirikanyiha ni yoto kihiwa. Yoto kihiwe mara yopachira mulaponi ekeresha. Yarisheni, epio yeyo ovirikanyiha, yapachenri waliwa ehiliwaka mwetu, ekumihiwa kamo.
Who ever heard in the Bible not eat meat on Friday? Who ever heard in the Bible of anything of sprinkling instead of baptizing in mercy?
Tanu tonko wiwa mbibiliani ohikure na mana matanu. Tanu tonko wiwa mbibiliani etupi itunto komisere ohi opati sa opu ni ha.
Who ever heard of those things, a Hail Mary or something? Who ever heard of some of this rotten Tommy rot of these Protestants too?
Tanu tonko wiwa itu yo muteliwe Maria wale tu siso. Tanu tonko wiwa itu yo vahua no wa maprotestant ala nave.
Pot can't call kettle greasy. Right? Just guilty of the least is guilty of the whole. Who ever heard of God ever dealing in an organization? Show me one time that one ever organized and ever stayed alive. They died immediately and never did rise again.
Mwapu kongwere wihane piriko kala yonuna. Kweli, vekekei olo tenke ni amu kani, toteka mwayotene. Tanu tonko wiwa muluku avaraka muteko ni mutenkeso. Mukoni hemare mosa, emose tonko wito kia kukale kumi. Au ya ahikwa na ananoru, ni kanato kovenyato.
It's time that something takes place. It's time for God to move. It killed the influence amongst the people.
Olo kati wetu iranea. Olo kati wa muluku witi kinya. Eyo hivo vari wa murima eria riatu.
Same thing's been done today. They kill the influence. Said, that bunch of holy rollers is nothing to them. Watch discrepancy. Meet the word face to face and see what it is. See if God interprets his own word. God's able these stones to rise, children of Abraham.
Etui mosaru hiru olelo. Awa nimu hivo vari wa murima anira o. Nikurunle na ama santu upirikea. Kekenla te tumwai yao. Ntovano o mvirikanyo. Mukumane ni masu nito nito ntomone etu awankalaya. Mone sinto muluku onni tapulela masoe mwanene. Muluku onni wera ni maluku ala wata tushana Abrahamu. Amen.
The word had been thoroughly vindicated by them early Christians, how God delivered them from everything and diseases, and they had prophets and they spoke in tongues, interpreted and gave messages that proved to be exactly the truth every time.
Masuya ahili piheru avoma lela na Kristo alopachera. Mota muluku avulu nshawe masotene ni ireta, ne au ya ahikala na maprofeta, na au ya ani lavula ilavulelo, ya ani tapulela, nuvaha mitaka soni heru okaleke kaikulo okati.
But in the face of all that vindicated word, the people voted it out and voted a denomination. That's the mother of all organizations.
Masimu hawa maswa aloli piheriwa, atu ya haiku mihamo ni muatanle, kutanla muromo lelo. Oti mama mitenkeso sotene.
Both are fully matured now. They started seeding again. It died out, but it bloomed again in the days of Luther. As we know from the former message on the morning of the breakfast.
Sopi ilisati soto kotavoma lelavano. Awa apachera wima ipio emare kina. Kukwa masikuta pulua to. Mahikwa Lutero, ntoko hiyo sinsuwe la hukuma mutaka va vosi isuolia.
It bloomed out in the day of Luther. Now what did they do? Immediately after a great man died, they made an organization.
Eyo ya ahita pulua ni hiku na Lutero. Vano hao irale sheni. Na anoru va manlia okwa mulopwa na ole mulu pale. Awe apanke mutenkeso.
It bloomed out, and again in the days of John Wesley, when them Anglicans with all their eternal securities and everything had bounded up into a place to what almost universalism, and what happened? God raised up a man named John Wesley and slayed the whole thing.
Eyo, kutapuluato, ntemare kina mahikwa John Wesley, okati mangilika anuale, ni miroro melo saa sotene sihinimala, ni itu sotene, ya hitu ketuyo mpaka, opierera nipure kanlea ye lapo otene. Ntosheni irane ye. Muluko amuvenshele mulopo na Musa iha ni wa John Wesley kuive tu yotene.
And as soon as he died, him and Asbury and them, what happened? They organized and now they got all kinds of Methodists. Then along come one or the other, Alexander Campbell, John Smith, and what more?
Nto malakaru ukwa, o ni Asbury na akina esheni irane iye, au kutokiha. Nto vano nyo muhana mitinto sotene saame totista, nu malakuru akina Alexander Campbell, John Smith na akina to.
Finally, all broke the Pentecost, coming out of all of it. What happened then? They did run well. What did hinder you? You went right back in the same mud you come out of.
Voki seria, kukumelela Pentecoste, akumelako otawa sotene iyo. Esheni irane yento. Awe ya aniti makorate ene. Esheni okoti hendeni. Nyo mutikenle marove yao mwakumanyumo.
Right back in the same slop. Went back to discrepancy and to make organizations. You had to compromise on the word. And every time God has sent something new, you couldn't receive it. Right. Discrepancy again.
Mutikenle maasiya alota kata. Mutikenle mvirikanyi honu upaka mitenkeso. Nyuwa mwahana uisa kaleli havasuluwa masu. Ntokulo kati, muluku avele lihawe tuisya kamuwendre wakela. Ewe kekai, mvirikanyi hoto.
And notice, as I said the other day, that first little husk had come forth from this root, comes up into the leaves and up into the tassel, then back into the stalk again. It comes out, that little husk of wheat almost looks like the grain itself.
Ntongwehe, ntokosi himayaka ni hiku nikina, nikukunla nopa chira, nikuma wa mutathari niva, nikela mata kuruni, mpaka mukayayani. Nto, entike la tomuhina mweri kitili nukuma. Nikukunle, na mukani na etiriku, ninghale lorata na niinu kwene yeyo.
And we thought it was, but when he opened up, there's no grain there at all. It's only a supporter for the grain to grow by. And it dies also, and the life goes right out of it and goes into the grain.
Nto hiyo nona wira yari yeyo. Masinyo mwakunlaru, kekan la tenu kumme nakala. Eyo no suka pahi mwemo, eninuwa ya mwenuku. Ni iyo, eno kwa nave. Ntokumi, eno kuma monu, kela muhina mwenuku.
Notice, so they call the churches as sold. We find out today that our so-called churches, even our Pentecostals, we went out. We couldn't be satisfied. We had to make groups of our own.
Mwehe, awa niha na ikeresha saalale. Hiyo ni nono lelo wira sei yosiniha ni waikeresha sahu ata Pentecost ahu. Hiyo no kuma, hiyo kina wendro telu wa murima na ahano paka makuru ahu mansihu.
Everything come up, we had to have this, we had to have this, we had to have another group. And this fellow raised up said, he's coming in a white cloud. Does he's coming on a white horse. All right, we'll make two groups.
Ituso tene kikumelela na ahano kala nela, na ahano kala nela, na ahano kala na nikuru nikina. Ntomutulo kuvenya kuira, owo nora meku ni notela. Mukina unira, Oh, Nora Vakavalo Niotela, Varera, Ninropa Kamakurumanli.
What is it? sowing out discrepancy. When he comes, whatever it is, he'll interpret his own word when he comes. Let's wait till that time.
Mone, eshenila, wala mviri kanyo. Okatu honoro awe, enamuna pina muna. Oh no, tapulela masawe mwanene. Okatu honoro awe. Nruani lipelele, mpako kati yo.
Catch the talking about that, you don't even get the message of the day. Always pointing to what God's going to do or what he has done and ignoring what he's doing. That's the way we get discrepancies in it.
Muvare, nilavulaka mwawa yeyo. Nyo nakala kamumvara mutaka wanihiku. Kulo kati mutonyaka etu muluku nroawe wira. Wala ele oo irayawe. Nave muhisu welake etu oo nirawe. Timota hiyo niruha humviri kanyi homemmo.
Now we notice that today our churches, all of our churches, has sold to the winds and are reaping the whirlwind. We don't have the prayer meetings. We don't have the services we used to have. What's the matter? We've let down the bars on everything.
Vano hiyo nini weha wiro lelo ikeresha sahu? Ikeresha sahu sote nesinala iteku, nesinihepe upuru. Hiyo kandrina mituku mano samavekelo. Hiyo kandrina mitako soko korela sala male liyahu kalana. Mulatu waya sheni. Hiyo naote tia mwasoteni.
Look even our Pentecostal churches. Sitting full of bob-haired women. That used to not be permitted. Painted faces. Wearing fingernail polishes. All kind of stuff.
Nkawehani. Ata ikeresha sahu sa Pentecostite. Sosa reatia naome tamaihi. Eyo kaya atuni heri waka. Owito opi ntariwa. Yotaka ipirinisi makopeni. Inamuna sotene saitu sonanara.
You know, man out here with like Rickies and so forth. Married 3 or 4 times and deacons. Oh, what a discrepancy. It's filth. How do they do it? God wouldn't have in his church. They have to go to an organization to get into it.
Ani mukusha mulo pwananoni. Ntokoma riki nisikina. Ote la imara taru ala sheshe. Nimati akonu. Oh, mirikanyi hosheni. Otakata. Awa nira saiyeyo. Muluku karo kala neyo mukeresha mawe. Awa hano roa mutenke soni. Wira kelemmo.
Somebody afraid to say something about it because he'd be kicked out of the organization. God give us man who's not connected with nothing but God and his word that'll tell the truth about it. Exactly what we need.
Mutu onimovo himi etuma hawaiyeyo. Okala wira au yamo muliwa mutenke soni. Muluku anivahi atu ahitopanye rione atetu. Yohi kala muluku ni maswawe. Andro himi ekeka iyeyeyo. Bekeka itia yohiwe ntunahu.
What have we done? Sowed discrepancy. We've sowed to the winds and now we're reaping the whirlwind.
Esheni hiyo ni rahu. Na alalemviri kanyo. Hiyo nala iteku ntovano nihepa iupuru.
Notice that they're now being gathered together for the burning. Did you notice Jesus said first, gather them together. Bundle them. Then put all the bundles in one pile. Now burn them.
Wehe, wira avana no tukumanyi wavamosa wira pahiwe. Nyo mweweha wira, Yesu imbe wira, mpachere watu kumanya vamosa, mwatuke mavisi. Ntomukele mavisi utene, ntomio kino paha.
There's a little bundle called Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran. They're all gathered together in the World Council of Churches.
No kala nivisi na mukani niha nwa metotista, patista, presbiteriano, luterano, otene ao antukuma na muhina wa mwata anu wa ikeresha samulaponi.
What is it? Gather them first. Hallelujah. Did you notice? He gathers the tares first. Gets them away from the wheat. Separates them. Gather them together and burn them.
Esheniyo, mutukuma nyeyao toko. Hallelujah. Nyo mweweha, owa ntukuma nyantakataka toko. Kususi havaritiriku, kuvalanya seyo. Mutukuma nyevamosa, mupahe.
They're all to be burned. For the judgments of God for sowing discrepancy among the people. Things that say, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. Denying the word just to hold up some religious rites or some dogma that somebody's injected in, trying to put in the word of God. It won't work. It's a discrepancy.
Otene ayari wira pahiwe ni mapuke lwa muluku. Mwahawo wala mviri kanyu heria riatu. Ituse yuao, yone yaka ntoko tunku na vakotako wari awaya. Akotaka masu, akapelela kamaira itini. Amakano kamosakamo samutuke lingha wemo, heri yako keli hama maswa muluku. Eyo keniva retu, owo mvirikanyo.
I screamed today as it was the great prophet of long ago, Amos, when he come down in that city, said, I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet.
Meo kino kuelo lelo, ntokosa area ya profeta mulu palakalai, Amosi, okati wakuruwe nyawe muteto ole kuira, meo nkihio profeta, nakalamwana profeta.
But if the lion roars, who can but fear? He said, when God speaks, who can but prophesy? He predicted judgment upon that generation and said, the very God that you claim to serve will destroy you.
Masikarama kuela, tano hinova. o kwira muluka la vularu tano inihimia se profeta o ahimi olamuliwa warwe lan lokonle kwira muluku yo munihimi anyumuru mela onimota kalihani.
You put this as on tape. You remember the very God that these people now that's gathering all this great big harvest of world council of churches. And you're going to have to go into it. You can't stay out of it.
Yo mulepela eri mufitani ni mupuele muluku yo athwala vana nthuku manyohe pando ulu palewa wa mwatano wa ikirisha samulaponi ntonyo munro khala okela mwemmo khamuwero khala ota waiye.
You're either going to be in a vision, get out of it, or you're going into it. There ain't going to be no middle ground. It'll be the mark of the beast. No man can buy or sell except he that has the mark or has got the discrepancy.
Weso munro khala ota wetu ila mekanyo aiso muno okela mo kenro khala itaso ikaletu ewe nro khale kanyoro yansheni kavo mutunro thuma walo tumiha.
Now stay out of it. Get out of it. Flee it. Stay away from it. The God that they claim they're serving will destroy him. The great God of love who wants.
Bano mukalota wayeyo. Mukumemo. Mutiawe. Mukalota we tuyo. Muluku yo wawa ni himiaye wira no murumelo ni muatakaliha. Muluku mulu pale aopenta ohi.
Said while Jesus prayed that we should all be one. Then he also said, how can you walk together, two walk together, to be agreed? He said, one like he and the Father are one. And the Father was the Word, and he was the Word made manifest.
Kwira, vano Yesu lompale wira hiyo ni kale mosaru. Ntowa na veto himia, eniwera ni asai weta wa mosa, anli weta wa mosa, hikanle wira nimu iwanana. O himia mosaru, ntoko ona ati iti areaya mosaru. Nto ati iti arimasu, nuwo arimasu uo niheriwa.
He was one with the Father. Because he was a manifestation of God's promised word. And so is it today or any other day.
Amen.
Yes, sir. The God is one. He wants us to be one.
O arim mosaru natiti. Okala wira o ari wonihero wa maswana tira amuluku. Nisiso tira ayo lelo. Walani hiku tinihiku nikina. Ayo mulopwana. Muluku mosaru. O ntuna wira hiyo nikalem mosaru.
How can this be one? This and denying the virgin birth and this don't deny divine healing and this, that, all of them in a mess like that. Some of them even don't even believe in God. Believe he was the Son of God. Believe he was the Son of Joseph, called the Son of God. Certainly.
Anywhere in Asai, Olo Kalam Mosaru, Olanwa Kotako Yarwawe Harusi, Nula Ohi Kotaka, Okoto Voni Hua Nimuluku Nila, Ele Ote Nea Mueviticant Tokueo, Akina Wao Ataka Nimuami Nimuluku, Anami Niwira O Arima Namuluku. Anami niwira ari mwana Yosefi, owi haniwa mwana muluku. Vekekai.
The twin brother to the Lutherans, Swinglis, believe that. That he was absolutely just a good man. The Christian Science said he was a prophet, just an ordinary man. He wasn't divine.
Ashina mapapo amaluteranu, mazwingilianu, anami niyeyo. Wira o ari vekekai mutu ore ramurima pahi. Siensi o Kristu, ohimye wira, o ari profeta, mutupure pahi. O kari muluku.
Well, if he wasn't divine, he's the greatest deceiver the world ever had. He was God, or he was nothing.
Amen.
He was divine. He was deity himself, made flesh among us, in the person of the Son of God. Certainly, that's what he was.
Vano, baruiro o kari muluku, o na o temulu palolumu enkutonkwa o kalana. O ari muluku, ahiso kara tetu. O ari muluku, o ari o muluku mwanene, o wipa keru turia riahu. Mwa omutu wa mwana muluku, pekekai, tie yo ari yawe.
Now, we see the discrepancy has come in. We know that it's here. Nobody can deny it. Oh, my. Just notice, he will destroy that group that claim they're serving God. You watch it.
Bano hiyo ni nona wira mviri kanyi hookela. Hiyo no suwe la wiro rivava. Kavon were okota. Oh, wulu. Wehe pahi. Oh, no takaliha ni kuru nenlo ni himia wira. Awa ni murume la muluku. Wehe yeyo.
God planted his seed. I'm closing because it's time to start the prayer line. God planted his seed, and his seed is Christ. I'm going to preach on that in a few nights where God decided to put his name. Lord willing, maybe at one of the breakfasts when I have a little more time.
Muluku ala le piawe, mio kino maliha, okala wiro katiwopa cherelinya mavekelo. Muluku ala le piawe, ni piawe ti Kristu. Mio kinro lale aeyo hiu kamosa kamosa, vavo muluku atune awe ohela nsina nawe, apu ya atunavale, ala kela olewa vosi isu, kakalanaru katiwowata vakani.
Look! He is the only way of escape. He is the only true potentate. He's the only true God. None other besides him. I am God and God alone, he said.
Nkawehani, o te piro mosai ovulua. O ti muweria ekekai pahi. O ti muluku mosapahi ekekai. Kavo akina wohi kalayo. Mio kamuluku ni muluku mosene. Oh himye wira.
Jesus said, this is the commandment. Hear you, Israel, I'm the Lord your God, just one God. I am He. Why do you look for another? Another will come. I come in my Father's name and you receive me not. But another will come in His own name and Him you will receive, and they did it at Nicaea.
Yesu himye wira. Ela tioruma. Mwiriane o Israel. Mio kapu ya muluku anyu. Muluku mmosapahi. Mio kaiyo. Munimuha averiani mukina. Mukino ni morwa. Mio kinorwa mwansina na atitiaka. Na venyuo kamunika akela. Masimukino ni morwa mwansina nawe mwanene. Nto onyuo muno mwakela. Nto au irale eyo nisea.
Are you a Christian? I'm Baptist. Are you a Christian? I'm Pentecost. Are you a Christian? I'm Methodist. Another name. But when it comes to that name of Jesus Christ, they walk as far from it as they can. They don't want nothing to do with it. For He is the Word. And the Word declares itself.
Nyoma mu Kristu, mio kimpatista. Nyoma mu Kristu, mio kimupentekosti. Nyoma mu Kristu, mio kimetodista. Nsina nikina. Masi, na pierere nsina nle na Yesu Kristu. Awa no roo tai wene nanenlo. Ntokosi niweri haya. Awa kantu na atetu ninenlo. Mana oti masu. Ni masu anihimi amansa ya.
Notice, the only way of escape. He is the Rose of Sharon. The Bible said He was. Every title in the Bible of God belongs to Jesus Christ.
Mwehe, epire mosai ovulua. Oti etutu ya saroni. Biblio himye wira o arieyo. Kule to nyero mbibili ani ya muluku, tia Yesu Kristu.
He was Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end. He that was, which is and shall come, the root and offspring of David, both root and offspring of David. The morning star, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the Alpha Omega, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, all in Jesus Christ. He was the full manifestation of Jehovah God, made flesh to dwell among us. Exactly what He was.
O ari Alpha Omega, epatuelo ni imalelo. Ole akala, yo onkala ni onro orwa. Yopua nusulu wa Davidi. Sopili, yopua nusulu wa Davidi. Nivorosha noshaka, etutu ya saroni, ekukua ya mkatoni. Alpha, Omega, titi mwana eroho yowaria. Sotene mwa Yesu Kristu. O ari wisoni here omalela wa Yehova muluku. Ipankerutu wira kaleni hiyo. Veke kaitie yo o ariawe.
He was the rose of Sharon. What did they do with the rose of Sharon? They squeezed it out, mashed it out to get the perfume out of it.
O ari tutu ya saroni, au iri hakani tutu ya saroni, au ya amu wama, onyata, wira kumihe yo unke la mwaye.
A beautiful rose has to be squeezed down to get the perfume from the rose. And that was a beautiful life, and there was a life lived like it, but it had to be squeezed out on Calvary.
E tutu yorera, ehano wama wira kumihe wa yo unke la mwaye tutu yeyo. Eyo ya ari kumi yorera, kia kanila te kumi yoka liwantoko yeyo, masi eyo ya hano wama Calvary.
See, they took the anointing of the rose of Sharon and put it up on Aaron. He had to be anointed with that for to go in before the Lord in the holy place. And the holy veil, he had to be anointed with the rose of Sharon to go in to sprinkle the mercy seat each year.
Mone, au ya akusha kamu mutikitelo wa itutu ya saroni kumuhelaroni. O ahano tikitelo wa niya wira akelo holo wapuya nipuro no warisha. Mwekuo ni owarisha. O ahano tikitelo wa itutu ya saroni. Wira avoloe amisere mukunelo kula mwaka.
And that anointing must be up on him, a sweet-smelling savior unto the Lord. Packing the blood of the Lamb before him, after it also been sprinkled by the Lamb. Pomegranates and bells around his garments, he had to walk a certain step, playing holy, holy, holy unto the Lord.
Ntomakurao, ya hano kala mwayo, yo unke la yosive la wapuya, akunshene pomea mwaputiputi holo wawe. Nuo, amanle no miserua ni mwaputiputi. Mihoko roko ni itiwi, sirukureri hiwene nlea nawe. Owa ahana weta ni valono arumihaka. Owari, owari, owari atapuya.
Notice, he is that rose of Sharon. That sweet-smelling Savior. The anointing upon his people. You cannot come before him with any creed, any other thing, but anointed with that rose of Sharon. The Word.
Mwehe, oti tutu yele asaroni. Yele ounke la yosivela. Oti kitelu atwawe. Kamungwe rioro holo wawe ni yaminelo etupi itwikina. Woi kalotiki telwa ni tutu yele ya saroni. Masu.
He also is the lily of the valley. Now how do you get opium? You get opium when you take a lily and squeeze it out. You get the opium.
Oh, na veti kokoa ya mukatoni. Vano, munikala na sai puruma. Munikala ne puruma, bakusharu kokoa kuama. Muno kala ne puruma.
Doctors use it in their laboratories. Take a man that's nervous and frustrated, or a woman, and she feels like she's going to go crazy. She's walking the floor and screaming. She's in hysterics.
Matotoran nivare la muteko mu laboratori umwaya. Mukusha mulopwa nonanariwe ni ovolonle wala mutiana. O nona ntokonro tatuanepa. O neta nino ni no akuelaka. O nikala o kwanyua.
A doctor will take a little of his lily opium and push it into her arm or vein somewhere or his, and they quieten down. It's all over for a while. But just as soon as that opium dies out, here they come again worse than they ever was.
Totoro no kushe purumawe kokoa vakani kumpo pela eyo vamono ni vawe wala mutika ni puronno wala wa mulopwana nto awa no mala yo malo kati vakani masinana anoru e purumele ni malaya awa no ratova ote pashovika na satonkwa ayo kala.
But I'll tell you, friends, that's only a type of the genuine opium from the lily of the valley that I know. He is the lily of the valley. He was squeezed out on Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions. With his stripes, we were healed.
Masimio kinimolela na patani. Eyo tonyero pahie puruma yolo kenikuma mkokoa ni ya mukatoni. Mio nsue laka. Oo ti kokoa ya mukatoni. Oo wamwe o Calvary. Oo haashiruwe sote kasahu. Ni makwata awe tanivonihe.
In that squeezing out of the flowers, he was the flower. He's the greatest flower that ever grew. Was this lily of the valley and this great rose of Sharon.
Mwayeyo, o wa mwaiwe waitutu, o ari tutu, o ari tutu yulu pale shetonko unua, ari kokoa ya mukatoni, ni tutu ila yulu pale ya saroni.
Now, he hangs tonight, spanned between heavens and earth. I believe he was that time, rather, to take away the sin of the world and to bring healing back to the world. And the Bible said that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Vano ori musuluhi yula, o koliwe neria rieri munivati, mioko okupali wira, o ahika lokatu ule kireke. Wira akumihe itampi saatu ni wira ahokolo sheropenu wa mulaponi. Ni Biblio himme wira. Oo musarun sana olelo ni mahiku utene.
Friend, when God told Moses in the wilderness, which was a type of him, to lift up a brass serpent, and brass represents sin judged. The serpent represents, the brass serpent represents sin already judged.
Mpatani, okati muluku wa muhime enreo e Moise motakoni, yeyo ya ari etonyero ya iyo, wira avenshe no wae poronsi. Ntoporonsi, entonyere tampi la muliwe. Enoa, entonyera, enoa eporonsi, entonyere tampi emanlola muliwa.
As brass is divine judgment, like the brazen altar where the sacrifices is laid. And also Elijah looked up and he said the skies was like brass, divine judgment up on an unbelieving nation. And it backslid from God. Brass represents judgment, divine judgment.
Okala wira eporonsi olamula wa muluku. Ntoko altara poronsi vavo sapwehi wa mikuto. Nto Elia nave awenho sulu kuira wira musulu wari ntokwe poronsi olamula wa muluku oniruwe la mutete umuhinye muluku. E poronsi entonye rulamuliwa olamula wa muluku.
And the serpent represented sin already judged. And Jesus was that serpent, made sin for us and took the judgments of God upon him. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Nto enoa ya tonyere tampi ola muliwene. Nto Yesu arino wa yeyo akalihiwe tampi mwahawa hiyo. Nikikushe hukumu ya muluku mwa hiyo. Oo haashiruwe sote kasahu. Onyakateliwe sote kalasahu. E hukumu eniru hela muretele yomule mela oo. Ni makwata awe tanivo ninhe.
Oh, God's got his cabinet full of opium tonight for you. Christian friend, you're sick and suffering. Oh, you're weary. It's just too hard for you. You can't stand it much longer. You'll go wild in this modern day that we're living.
Oh, muluku ukala na rumari hao osare puruma hii ula wanyuo. Mpatani mukirishtu. Nyuo muniwere iwa ni muni hawa. O, nyuo murimo ochea, tiori kasha wanyuo. Kamuwele vile lokati wa wata, nyuo munova huwa ni hiku nla na vanoni nikala ahu.
Did you just hear Lifeline tonight? Not what they said, that Russia says in 55 that they'll absolutely take full control of the whole world. Before that can happen, the rapture has to come. So how close is it, friend? It's right here close now at hand.
Nyuwa mwomu uria na Lifeline uhiula, ele awa himansia ya wira, rusio ni hime wira mwasi mkwenta isinku, au ya mukala arumako lumwen kuotene na mukuluiru. E hinati wira ne eyo, okushi uhaano orwa. Bano, mwote rea vakiviru yeyo mpatani, ewe riva avava vakiviru.
Won't you seek him tonight with all your heart? He is the lily of the valley. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's here tonight to lift himself up among his people, just like Moses lifted up the sin sign, judge, and not only sin, but sickness.
Nyuo kamumuro elayo hiula ni murimanyu otene. Owo ti kokoa ya mukatoni ni owo mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Owo riva ava hiula, wira ivenshe mansawe ria riatwawe. Tirintoko moisa avensha lao kanyero etampi elamuliwe. Na vekahi tampi pahi masini ireta to.
Remember, Jesus said, as Moses lifted up the brass serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. What did Moses lift it up for? For sin, unbelief, and for sickness. Jesus is lifted up also for sin, sickness, and unbelief. He was the same thing.
Mupuele, Yesu imewira, ntoko Moisa atome yawe noa eporonsi, siso mwana mutuhano tomeiwa. Mwahawa sheni Moisa atome yawe, mwahawa etampi, onhamini, ni mwahawa ereta. Yesu tomeiwa na veto, mwahawa etampi, ereta, nuhamini. O ari tumosaru.
Now tonight, in the days when we got this great discrepancy, Jesus Christ promised in Luke that in the days of the before the coming of the Lord would be like it was in the days of Sodom.
Vano ohi ula, mahiku rina humviri kanyi hola mulu pale. Yesu Kristu uhime mwaluka wira mahiku a. Ahina turapu ya, yaro kalantokose area mahiku usotoma.
And when the Son of Man would reveal himself, like the Son of Man revealed himself to Abraham down there, Elohim. God made flesh among people and dwelt there with Abraham and showed him, told him what Sarah was thinking of, sitting behind him in the tent that he had never seen.
Ni ukati mwana mutu aruawe iso niheri ya mansawe, ntoko mwana mutu iso niheri yawe mansawe wa Abrahamu hito iwe. Elohim, muluku, owi pakerutu iria riatu, ntoku kala iwe na Abrahamu, ni kumo niheri ya kumuhimere tu Sara upu elawe, akila antenu tuliwa we mushashani. Yowo, owa hatonku awo mwona.
Told her what she and called her name Sarah. Abraham, not his name Abram, he started out with, but Abraham. Not Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, but S-A-R-A-H. Where is thy wife, Sarah?
Kumuhimere tuo, ni kumuhihana ninsina na Sarah, Abrahamu, kahinsi na nawe Abrahamu, nenlo wa ayarani wawe, masi Abrahamu, kahisarai, S-A-R-A-E, masi S-A-R-A. Arriva ya mwari nyusara.
Said she's in the tent behind. She said, I'm going to visit you according to the time of life. And she laughed. He said, why did she laugh?
Kwira, awarimu shasha notuliwa nyu. Kwira, miyo kinruwa ototolani nitari hako kati wa ekumi. Nto awo kutea, o kwira, awateenleni.
Now Jesus said just before this great discrepancy is gathered and burned, that the Son of Man will reveal himself in the same manner as he did then.
Vano. Yesu imye wira, okati vakani mviri kanyi holo hina tutuku manyi wakupa hiwa. Wira mwana mutu, onimu iso niheri ya mansawe. Mwana mune mosaru, ntoko osirali yao katule.
And that's what is it? It's a lifting up afresh before you. That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do you believe it? Let us bow our heads then for prayer.
Nto eyo, esheniyo. Eyo venshiwa emare kino holo wanyu. Wira Yesu Kristu mosaru nsano lelo ni mahiku utene. Nyo muna amini yeyo.
Dear God, we love you. Your word is so foodful with us, Lord. We just love it. We live by it, Lord. It seems that our capacity is never sufficient.
Muluku otunea, hiyo nino penta ninyuo. Maswanyuta, taikurusi nchene wa hiyo upuia. Hiyo nini penta hao pahi. Hiyo nikala ni hiyo upuia. Enikala ntoko waria wahu, konikala kalopiereka.
We just love to sit at your table around your word and enjoy the blessings, Lord, when we come together like this, brothers and sisters, who's been blood bought by the Son of God, who is the purchase of your blood.
Hiyo pahu nini sivelo kila ativa mesa vanyu eriari ya maswanyu, nupu haiparaka sanyu puia, na atukuma naka sisa ashina lopwa na natiana, yao ari otumwa ni ipome ni mwana muluku, yao ari otumwa ya ipomeanyu.
And we come here tonight, Lord, we've dedicated these nights for praying for the sick. And according to the scriptures, you said that by the stripes we were healed.
Nto hiyo, norwavo hii ula puia, hiyo, nova heria mahiko alo hii uira na aveke lelareta. Nto koso ole mpwa, nyo muhimia uira, ni makwata hiyo novo ni hiwa.
It isn't necessary to pray then. Only confess our sins. For by your stripes we were, past tense, healed. Oh, what a day of salvation. What a promise by Emmanuel. That is certainly truth.
Kivantu neolompanto, ohimi aitampisa hupahi. Maana ni makwatanyu, hiyo novo ni hiwa, etwivindre. Oh, ni hikusheni novo poliwa, natirishena Emmanueli.
You said a little while and the world won't see me no more. Yet you'll see me. For I, the personal pronoun of I will be with you even in you to the end of the world.
Nyuo muhimia wira, okati vakani, olumwe nkukuniko onato. Masinyuo munoko ona, maana mio, mukalelo wa mutua, mio. Mio, kino kala ni nyuo, hatamwa nyuo, mpake malelo olumwe nku.
And at the end of the time, this great consummation, you said just before it happens, it'll be just like before the fire fell in Sodom and burned up the Gentile world. That there would come a revelation again of the Son of Man, just like it was at Sodom. Father, may the people not miss it.
Ni womalela ni wakati, emali heruela yulu pale, nyo muhimye wira, okati vakano hinati wira nea, enro kalavekeka intoko o hinatu mora moro sotoma kupahulu mwenku wa amalapo. Wira wa moro wiso nihera wa mwana mutu, vekeka intoko sarea o sotoma. Titi, atu ahihaleleo.
I pray God. Is a crude little thing. If I said wrong, forgive me. Pulling into a gear. I love them, Lord. I pray that they won't miss it. Let this be one of the great nights, Lord.
Ntomio kimveke la muluku. Ntoko etu ya mukani yoli pa murima. Kahimie ne etu yovo nya mukilevelele. Kitoki haka muteko mukina. Mio kina penta opuia. Mio kimveke la wira ahihaleleyo. Muhiola okaleo hiyumo sa mulu pale puia.
May every sick God. Afflicted, blind, whatever it is in here, Lord, be healed tonight. May every sinner be saved. Right in their hearts now, if they are unbeliever, may they accept Christ at this moment. Grant it, Father. It's all in your hands. We commit ourselves to you to see you come among us.
Wira kula mureta, oshanka, ohona, etupi itu erimu, puia, avonihi wohiula. Wira kula natampi, opoe, murima ni mwaya nana anova, yari ohamini, nto amukupa likristu okatiola. Munivahe titi, ote narimu matata ni mwanyu, hiyo ni nivahere ya mansi huwanyuo, wira niwone ni nyuo orweri ya riahu.
And you said in St. John 14:12, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, shall he do also. How we know that you made yourself known to the people, for you was that prophet that Moses said that would raise up.
Ni nyuo muohimia, mwa Yohanu uwari ya 14:12, olo ni kami ni mio, miteko mio simvaraka na vetoo no vara. Mota hiyo nsue la huwira nyuo muhisu weli hamansi nyuo watuni mana. Nyuo maari profeta yole Moise ahimi awe wira amu venya.
They hadn't had prophets for hundreds of years. Discrepancy was on every hand. But yet the word of God had to be fulfilled. So the word become flesh and so did the discrepancy.
Ao kayarina maprofeta mwa yaka imia sene. Mdirikanyi hoari mapuro otene. Masinaka lavo maswamu luku ya hano mali herwa. Tivonsu na hipa kerutu. Nisiso wahira nea nimviri kanyiho.
And Father, we see it again today. The discrepancy becoming one great big bundle. And we see the word coming the same way. Bless us tonight, Father. We commit ourselves to you with your word. Whatever you have need for us to do, do with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Vano titi, hiyo ninona eyo tolelo, mviri kanyiho kalaka nivisi nulu pale. Ni hiyo ninona masu arwaka siso, munre rio hii ula titi. Hiyo nini vahere ya wanyuo ni maswanyu. Etupi itunyu entuna anyu wira hiyo ni ire. Mwire ni hiyo puia. Mwansina na Yesu. Amen.
We don't know what he said. He maybe he wanted to tell us something, so let's be real reverent.
Hiyo kaninsuele etu o himaliawe. Siso watuna kuni himere etu. Tivomu kale pahu utitimiha. Veke kayukati vakani.
Behold, the hand of the Lord is here to redeem thee, and to write thy name upon the Lamb's book of life. Believe ye the word of God, and obey it, and thou shalt have the peace of God upon thy soul, saith the Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Did you ever read Scripture where the enemy was coming, and they were all gathered together, and the enemy was such a great force?
Amen. Nyo motoko soma sole mpwa ni puro ngwana ne arwawe. Ntoao tene ya tukuma ne vamosa. Ntoao ngwana ni arikuru yulu pale.
And the Spirit of God fell upon a man and told him and he prophesied and said we're to go and lay in wait and they destroyed their enemy.
Nto roho ya muluku kimu kuruela mulopwa na mmosa kimu himeria. Ntoo kuhimia ntoko profeta ni kuhimia ni puro noro wehereria. Ntoao ya ahimu tolosha ngwana ne aya.
There it comes again. There's the place to destroy your enemy. See, take the hand of God. The hand of God is Christ, of course, the Word. So take that in your hearts tonight. While we call the prayer line.
Ewe norwa tovo, no kala nipuro nomu tolosha ngwana ninyu. Mone, muvarele ntata na muluku. Tata na muluku ti Kristu, veke kai, masu. Vano mkushe yao murima ni mwanyu hii ula, okatu niha na huilinya ama vekelo.
I believe Billy give out prayer cards again today. Bees. Let's take B85. We had 15 last night. We usually try to get about 15 a night. And then hold your cards, we'll get them out. Let's try about 15.
Kwa kupa liwira Billy, okawa itikiti samaveke lotolelo, B, Ibe, nroeni kushe B, miloko mitanu na miraru nitanu, nsano hiu naare na muloko nitanu nsano hiu. Hiu okati pukati, nine herere ya okusha sopia ka muloko nitanu hiu mosa, ntovo, muvarele itikiti sanyu, hiyo nimu ihana hiyo nanano. Nroene herere sopia ka muloko nitanu.
85, B, like Branham, you know, B, 85 to 100. And we, let's see, who has B85? Raise up your hand. You're sure? Oh, in the back. All right, 85, come up.
Muloko mitanu na miraru nitanu, B, ntoko barana, nyo mosuela, B, muloko mitanu na miraru nitanu, mpake mia. Nto hiyo, nroene one, taanuri na B, miloko mitanu na miraru nitanu, muvenshe ntata nanyu. Nyo mokupali, o, otuli, varera, miloko mitanamira runitanu, mureno.
Now my son, so that there might be strangers here, wouldn't know how this was done. My son comes down here, or someone, if he isn't able to come, Brother Border, somebody else, some man, will come down and take these cards, 100 of them, and send them before the people and mix them up together.
Vano mwanaka, vano pota kanle nana murava, kayaro suela mota iriwa ela. Mwanako norava, wala mutu, Owa ahiwere orwa, munda borders, mutu mukina, mulopo na mosoni morwa, ni okusha itikiti ya imia sene, nto emenle no holo watu ono takansha.
So therefore, he gives you a card, he can't tell you you're going to be up here on a platform, he don't know that. And neither do I know. I come at night, just pull out about 10 or 15 somewhere along in the cards.
Vano o vahandru tikiti mosa, kangwere o himeirani wira nyuo munro kalavava plataforma, o kansueleyo, ni nakalamio nkinsuela, mio kinoro hiu, Nukumi hasopi haka muloko wala muloko nitanu etuntoko siso. Muhina mwaitikiti iyo.
That doesn't have one thing to do with your healing. You can sit right there. Look last night. How many were here last night? Let's see your hand. How the people was just healed all out through the meeting.
Eyo kerina nata nuvuni hiwa wanyu. Nyo potu kila ati vavo. Kawihani nsano hiu. Akavia ari vava nsano hiu. Nintuna naone ntata nanyu. Mota atu yavo ni hiwaya mutuku mano otene.
Now, that was 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. Let's have them come right now. B, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90.
Vano, yari miloko mitanamira runitanu, miloko mitanamira nitanamosa, miloko mitanamira nitanapili, miloko mitanamira nitanataru, miloko mitanamira nitanasheshe, miloko mitanu namisheshe, arwe nana anova. B, miloko mitanamira runitanu, miloko mitanamira nitanamosa, Miloko mitanamira nitanapili, miloko mitanamira nitanataru, miloko mitanamira nitanasheshe, miloko mitanu namisheshe.
There have been one, surely we need somebody's, here's another one, yes, that'd make it. 90 to 100 now. 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 99.
Eyo yaro kalemosa. Veke kai, hiyo ni ntuna, nto bakalawira mutu, va orimukina ayo, eyo ni maleliha. Miloko mitanamisheshe, miloko mitanamisheshe mpaka imia vano. Miloko mitanamisheshe, miloko mitanamisheshe ni mosa, miloko mitanamisheshe ni pili, miloko mitanamisheshe ni taru, miloko mitanamisheshe ni sheshe, miloko mitanamisheshe ni tanu, miloko mitanamisheshe ni tanamosa, miloko mitanamisheshe ni tanapili, miloko mitanamisheshe ni tanataru, tanasheshe.
If you can't move, I see we got a couple, three wheelchairs here now, four of them I believe I can see. If you got a prayer card, it's your number's called, you can't move, just raise your hand, we'll wheel it up here.
Mwahiwere keweta, nyo mwakanlene, mio kinona wira na okala na ikatera sarota pili, taruva vano, sheshe kukupa likini were aona. Nyo mwarinene tikiti ya mavekelo, nakala numaru nanyu nihaniwa, ni muhiwere keweta, muvenshe ntata nanyu pahi, hiyo nimo piha nino.
And if you haven't got no prayer card, just sit there and pray and say, Lord Jesus, let it be me tonight. How many here doesn't have a prayer card? Raise up your hand. Oh, my.
Ni mwahikala na atetikiti ya mavekelo, mukila ativavo pahi muvekele muire, puya Yesu, muhie kikale mio hiula. Akavimu ahirine tikiti ya mavekelo, muvenshe ntata nanyu. Oh, ulu.
All right. Now, let's just say this. I hope it don't sound sacrilegious, but there's a little woman one time that didn't have a prayer card, we'd say. She went pressing through the crowd. She said, "Now listen close. If I can touch that man's garments, I'll be made well." How many knows the story?
Barrera, vano nroeni himie la pahi, meo kinroro melawira keniwe ya ntoko veha, masa ahi kalamuamu tena mosa, emare mosa harine tikiti ya mavekelo, hiyo namu himia. O ahiru wapunyera ka avirake ria riatu, o kuira, vano nwiri anoratene, meo kaweraru kwenye ikuosa mulopu anole, kinoo kalamukumi, akavani musu welawa halo.
Right? And what did she do? She touched him and went over and sat down, and Jesus turned around. He knew where she was at. Is that right? He knew what her trouble was. Is that right?
Varera, nto irale sheni, ahimu kwanya yo, kuru akukilati. Nto eso ahiru kunua, o ahisuwele nipuro ole variawe. Ewe kekai, o ahisuwele sheni wari mukacha mihwawe. Ewe kekai.
He knew what her trouble was, so he told her what her trouble was, and she felt in her body that the blood issue had stopped. Is that right? Because why? She had touched him.
O ahisuwele sheni yari mukacha mihwawe. Vano kumu himere sheni yari mukacha mihwawe. Nto ahona mwerutu ni mwawe, wiro vuva we pome wa ahimala. Ewe kekai, mwawa sheni, o ahimu kwanya.
Now how many Christians here tonight that know according to Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, that Jesus right now is a high priest, the high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity? Is he?
Vano, a Kristo akaviva uhiula, ansuela sintokwa heperi, elivuri aheperi, wira Yesu nana anova, tinamuku tumulu pale. Namuku tumulu pale, ongwere kwa nyiwa, niwere elo saireta sahu. Tiyo.
All right, if he is the same high priest, the same office high priest, how would he act then? He'd act just the same as he did then. Do you believe that?
Varera, vari wira o tinamuku tomosaru, muteko mosaru, namuku tomulu pale, o arua wira sainto, o amwire namune mosaru, ntoko osira yao katule. Mio muname niyo?
He would act just the same as he did then. If you can believe that. All right. How many believe that? Raise up your hands. I actually believe it.
O amwire namune mosaru, ntoko osira yao katule. Mwawereaka ruwame ni yeyo, varera. Akavana ami ni yeyo, muvenshe ntata nanyu, muire, mio veke kaikini namini.
All right, before they form the prayer line, let's have a prayer line out there. I know he's here. I feel his presence. Amen. And I know that he's here. Prayer line ready. Let's go to call out there. You just pray. Just look this way and pray. Just believe.
Varera. Awa hina tutate linya amavekelo, nroeni kalane elinya amavekelo otaiwe. Mio kosuwe la wira o rivava. Mio kinona mukalelo awe. Ni mio kosuwe la wira o rivava. Murwe, elinya amavekelo olikana. Mio karua wihanaiwe. Mio pahi, muvekeleke pahi. Mweheke pante elano pahi, muvekeleke. Mwamini pahi.
A little lady sitting here looking right at me. Sat next to a lady that's got glasses on. Can't you see that hanging over that woman? Look here. She's suffering with heart trouble. You believe that God will heal you? If you do, raise up your hand.
Mwamu tiana moso kila antiva kiweha mio, o kila antiva kiviru ni mutiano wa ndreilu meta. Kamungwere aone eyo rivamuruva mutiano o. Mweheno, munona. O ni hasha ni mukacha miho wa murima. Nyo munami ni wira muluku ni movo ni hani. Mwamini kivale, muvenshe ntata nanyo.
That's what your trouble was. That's right. Now, if that was your trouble, raise up your hand so that people can see. Raise up your hand like this. Now you don't have it no more now. Your faith made you well.
Tiyo wari mukacha mihwanyu. Ewe kekai. Vano wari wira o tiwari mukacha mihwanyu. Muvenshe ntata nanyu wira atwa were ona. Muvenshe ntata nanyu siso. Vano nyo kamuri na toho. Vano. Wami ni wanyu hovo ni hani.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, there is a discrepancy. But Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I just keep praying. See, you don't have to be up here that you might know.
Oh, mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Oh, wokala mviri kanyo. Masi Yesu Kristu mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Tiela, vano mukalemu vekelaka pahi. Mone, kivantu ni anyu wokalo suluno, wira musuele.
Now this is a lady. As far as I know, I've never seen her in my life. She's just a woman standing here and got a prayer card. Didn't know whether he's going to be called or not. Somebody just give you a prayer card and your number's called, so you just come up here. Is that right?
Vanola muhano, Ntoko sinsuela kamion kinato komona makale lwaka. Ola mutiana pahi emen leva. Ni okala ni tikiti ya mavekelo. Ni kama asuela sintomwa muroa wiha niwa wala nare. Okala mutu vangheni tikiti ya mavekelo pahi. Ni nyuo, numaru nanyu ni hiha niwa. Tivonyu oru ulia anyuva pahi. Ewe kekai.
And I have no way of knowing what you are, who you are, where you come from, what you want. Nothing about it. I'm just a man. You're a woman. That's right. This same picture from one time in the Bible, St. John the 4th chapter.
Ni miyon kirine na muna yosu wela nyuo mwasheni, nyuo mwani, otuni kumanyu, etuni tunanyu, ate tumwayeyo. Miyo kimulopwa na pahi, nyuo mamutiana, ewe kekai, elatara tue musaru yela, yahi kumelele mare mosa mbibiliani, Yohanu ware kapitulu 4.
I said, what'd you do, Brother Branham? Just saying, a while ago, just pulled over in that little gear, see. I don't know, see. He has to do it, I don't know. How did that woman out there, I never seen that woman in my life. She's a total stranger to me. I believe it was a woman.
Vano nyo munira, muiraleshe ninyo muna brana mveke kainto okatuvinre. Mio kiroke la pahi, muteko ole mukina, mone. Mio nkisuenle, mone. Oo hana wira eyo, mio nkinsuela. Iralesa hii mutia nole iwe, mio nkinato komona mutia nole makale lwaka. Oo malapovo oma lela wa mio, mio kukupa le wira ari mutiana.
Who is the person that's healed just now out there in the audience with you? Yeah. Are we strangers to one another? If that's right, wave your hand like this. See? I never seen the woman, but she was sitting there believing. Now, she touched something, didn't she?
Tani mutulo vuni hiwe nana anovava mutuku manoni, mvenye. Ayo, hiyo na amalapo mmoseni muku hawe. Ewe ya arikeka hii mutikinye ntata nanyuso. Munona, mio nkinato komona mutia nole. Masi oo akilanti vale aminiki. Vano, oo kwanye tu, kukwanye le.
It wouldn't do no good to touch me. But now, can't you see that the Bible is exactly the Word of God? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We become tabernacles of that Holy Spirit, which is Christ. See, that's the real seed.
Kia pwanyi hate tuki kwanya mio. Masivano nyuo kamungwe reaona wira Biblia aveke kaimaswa muluku. O mmosarun sano lelo ni mahiku utene. Hiyo nikala ipasa eroho yowaria yeyo kanle Kristu. Munona, eyo tipio eke kai.
Then if that real Holy Spirit gets into the real seed of the Word, not it just won't take part of it because the devil uses that. You've got to take it all. See? Every word of it, because he's not half God, he's all God. See? And that's what takes place.
Ntoroho yoware ele ekeka yakelaru muhina wepyo ekeka ya masu kahi eyo kenro kushepante mosa pahi ya yao okala wira shetano nivara la muteko yao nyo muhano kushotene yao mone kula nulu mona yao okala wira oka hiyo nusu na muluku o timuluku utene munona ntotile ni kumelela.
Now here's a woman, I've never seen her. Jesus found a woman like this one time, maybe not in the same condition, I don't know, and he's sitting at a well. He had need to go down to Samaria.
Vano, va orimutiana mosa, mion kinato komona. Yesu ahimu panya mutiana si semare mosa, ala kela kahimu kale lo mosaru, mion kisuenle. Vano, o, akila antive himeni, o, atuno roa mpako Samaria.
And we find out Samaria was under the hill, and he's going to Jericho, rather, and he went around by Samaria, and come to a city of Sychar, and he sat down on the well and sent his disciples away for food.
Nto hiyo nino na wira Samaria ari vativa mwako. Nto o aro yeriko kireke. Vano o kuviro Samaria. Kuru amutete mmosa o sikari. Vano o ahikila ative himeni. Ni kwaru mawishu te ao pavela oja.
How many races of people are there in the world? 3. Ham, Shem, and Japheth's people. We all come from Noah. The rest of the world was destroyed at that time. Only 3 races of people. That's Jew, Gentile, and Samaritan, which was half Jew and Gentile.
Maloko makavi atu akanle mulaponi, mararu, kami semi na atu ayafeti. Hiyo otene ni kumemwa noe. Nto elapo yotene ya ahi hononi wakatule. Maloko mararu atu pahi, au te ayuta amalapo ne asamaria. Yao yari nusu ayuta ni nusu amalapo.
That's all the races is in the world. See, just 3. Everything in God is perfect in 3. Like these 3 I was talking of tonight. 3 stages of discrepancies, 3 stages of word made flesh, so forth.
Nto ao timaloko otena rimulaponi, mone, mararu pahi. Itusa otene mamuluku, sinlika na mwataru. Tekeka intoko ya taru salavu lako hiula. Imara taru sandhiri kanyiho, imara taru sansu, ni ipanke rutu. Siso, munona.
Now, and he had talked to the Jews, told Philip, when he brought Nathaniel up, that where he was, said, I seen him when he was under the tree.
Vano ni, ole alavunle na ayuta, ahi muhimera Filipi, okati o amuru haliawe Natanaeli, nipuro vare awe kwira meoko omono kati vare awe vativa mwiri.
He told Andrew, he brought Peter up, he said, your name is Simon and you shall be called Peter from now on, said you're the son of Jonas. See, now that was all Jews, but here he goes to a Gentile. Not a Gentile, but a Samaritan.
O ahimulela, antera muruha le Petru, o kwira, nsina nanyu mwa Simoni, ntonyua munrua wihaniwa ka Petru, okumolelo mpako holo, kwira, nyua mwa mwanayona, munona, vano ao tene ya ara yuta, masiva o onrua wa malapo, kahim malapo, masimusa Maria.
Now's the Gentiles' time. He never performed that one time to Gentiles. Search the scriptures, never. But he promised in Luke 22 that he would do it just before the coming.
Vano okati wa amalapo. Kanava rekeyo atema are mosana amalapo. Mwavya vesole mpwa. Kanatoko. Masuu ahimi amwaluka vintitosh. Wira o amwira eyo okati vakanu hinaturwa.
But he sat down there and here come a half Jew and Gentile out, a woman. And he said to her, woman, bring me a drink. She said, well, you shouldn't ask that so much. We are, there's a segregation here. You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan.
Masi o akila antivale, ntova onorwa mosa orinusu muyuta ninusu malapo, mutiana. Ntovo kumu himera, mutiana, mukiruhele masi. O kwira, vano, kivantu neanyu oveke laeyo, vanchene. Hiyo na, wokalo valanya na va, nyo mamuyuta ni mio kimusamaria.
He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. What was he doing? Contacting her spirit. And as soon as he found what her trouble was, well, he told her to go get her husband. She said she didn't have any. He said, that's right, she've had five.
O kwira, masimamu suwe ndole nyu onlavu lananyu, mwamu kivekela mio masi. Eshenu oirawe, atoko seronhwawe. Ntoo, vamanlia upanye sheni ya harimulatu wawe. Vano, o ahimu himero muroela iyawe. O kwira, wira, karina atamosa. O kwira, ewe kekai, nyo mwahikala natanu.
Now look, when the Pharisees seen him do that right, that discrepancy right amongst the word, what did they say? They said this man's Beelzebub, a fortune teller. See?
Bano nkawehani, okata farisi wa mwonalia o wirasiso, veke kaimvirika nyihole wa masu, eshene au ya himaliaya, au irale, mulopwa nola pilisepuli, na hako, munona.
And Jesus said, whoever spoke that on the Holy Ghost when he come to do the same would never be forgiven. There's your discrepancy. Amen. But he said he would forgive them because the Holy Spirit hadn't come. The sacrifice of the Lamb hadn't died.
Nto Yesu himye wira. Ote nolo nro himye ayo wavehake roho yowaria. Okati yu enroa ya wire tui mosaru. Kankala kala leveleli waka. Votu rimviri kanyi huanyu. Munona. Masi o himye wira. Ama levelelo katule. Okala wire roho yowaria. Yire hinarwe. Mukuto. Mwaputiputi ira hinakwe.
But then the woman didn't think that. The woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. They hadn't had a prophet for hundreds of years. Said, I perceive you're a prophet. Now we know that Messiah, which is called the Christ, when he comes, that's what he's going to do.
Masinto mutia nole kupu enleyeyo, mutia nole irale, napuya, meo kinona wira nyu mwa profeta. Awa kayarina profeta yaka imia sene, kwira, meo kinona wira nyu mwa profeta. Vano hiyo nosuela wira Mesia, yo niha ni wa Kristu, o arwavale,
well, if that's what he did, then he's the same yesterday. That's how he made himself known then. Is it the same thing today?
Amen. Amen.
Has to be.
Vano, vari wira eyo tile o ira yawe. Vano o mosarun sano lelo. Eyo timota o isuwe linghawe mansawe. Nto, kehiwe tu mosaru lelo. Ehano kala.
Now here is a woman and a man meets again. She's not that woman. I'm not that man. But yet, the same Holy Spirit is here. And made the promise that the works that he did, we'd do the same thing in the days that the Son of Man would be revealed.
Vano, va ori mutiana ni mulopo na nikumanato. Ola kahiyo mutiana ole, mion kihiyo mulopo na ole. Masin lolo roho yo wari mosaru erivava, ni ahimu himanatiri wira miteko osa avarawe. Hiyo namu vari tui mosaru, mahiku mwana mutuaru awe wiso niheria.
Now, not knowing you, and you know that's true, we're total strangers, and you're standing here. Maybe something wrong with you. Maybe there's not. I don't know.
Vano kiho suwela kani yuo. Ninyuo mo suwela uirewe kekai. Hiyo kanin suwela na mara. Ninyuo mo emeleva. Yo kale mosa. Kino etuvo nyeye ninyuo. Kino kekale mion kisuenle.
But if the Lord Jesus will reveal to me by His Holy Spirit, what is your trouble? Will you believe then that it is the Son of God and not a human being? This is just a hull. This tabernacle that God uses any who he has chosen. He does that by sovereign grace and election. So, but you believe, you will.
Masi variwira apu ya Yesu anoku upululela mio, ni roho ya yoware olori mukacha mihwanyu, nyuo muni mwami ni ntowiro mwana muluku nikahimu tu, nila nikatampe paahi, empela yeyo muluku mvare lawe muteko, mututi mutu o ni mutanlawe, o ni reyo ni mahala wotuna ni wotanla. Vano, masi nyuo munamini, muni mwamini.
How many audience will believe it? Here we both stand, right here before the light that we've never met in this life. Have no more idea who that woman is, what she is, where she come from, what she wants. I've never seen her in my life. No more than I ever seen that woman down there in my life.
Akaviva mutuku manona nroa wamini. Vahi o wanli nipanya ni ava oholo wa waria. Wira hiyo kinato kukuma na makale loala. Nkirina ata ankili wa wira mutia nole tipani. Etu uori awe, otu onikuma awe, etu onituna awe. Mio nkinato kukumona mamakale loaka. Sisoto kihinato kwa kumona mutia nole vativale mamakale loaka.
But see, here's what I'm trying to get you to do. Get that discrepancy away from you now and believe the Word when the Word is made flesh right here among us. The Word becomes alive in our own flesh. That shows the presence of God.
Masimone, elati itumi yentunaka wira nyuwa muire. Mukumihe mvirikanyi hoa mwanyuona anano. Ntomaamini masu okati maswa niipaka erutu eria riahu. Masu anikala makumi mwerutu ni mwahu yohi. Eyo noni hera mukalelo wa muluku.
Now may he grant it to her. She's wanting a worthy cause. She's childless. She wants a baby. She's about 40 years old. That's certainly not impossible.
Vano au amvaho yeyo. Owo ntuna ni woko noloka. Owo karina mwana. Omutu na mwana, orina yaka sopia kamiloko misheshe, eyo vekeka ikahi ohi werianea.
They're sitting right out there now, women who are bearing all their life, and come to the platform like this, and the Lord give them children. Some of you raise your hand out there that know.
Awa kilatansi vale nana anova, atiana yari o upala makale loayo otene, kurava palataforma va, vanopu ya kwa vahana, akina anyuomu venshe matata ala nsuela, munona, munona.
I picked up a little darling girl the other day, Sunday after I left here, a Sunday afternoon, that her mother was barren. The Lord spoke.
Mio kahi mutota mwana mwane mwamu tiana opente ya nihikunno. Eti min kuwa manli yako kumava. Eti min kushekua. Ame yao yari o upala apu ya kulavula.
And the little girl, the sweetest little thing, is she here? Where's she at? Here she is, right? You're sitting right down here, the mother sitting there. Here's the little girl herself. See her? She was a spoken word from God.
Ntomwana mwane mwamu tiano o, etu yosi velasha, orivava, orivai, ayo, oloriva, vavava, okilantiva, ame yawa kilantivale, oloriva mwana mwanene, yo wene, munimona, o aarin suno lavuliwa, no kumawa muluku.
Will you believe him with all your heart? Do you believe that that blessing that you have, that you feel in you now, has been God answering?
Bano nyo muno mwamini yo ni murimanyu otene. Nyo munami ni wire parake yo nyo murinanyo. Yeyo muno nanyo mwanyuovano timuluku akunle.
If God would tell me what your name is so he could name the baby, would you believe? Then Miss Thompson, you can go home and have your baby if you believe it with all your heart. You believe with all your heart? Just have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe God. God is God.
Muluku aki himi enrensina nanyo. Wira muvahensina mwana nyo mwamwamini. Vano muhano Thompson. Muroweko wani, mwakala ni mwaninyu, mwaminiru ni murimanyu otene. Nyo munamini ni murimanyu otene, mwamini pahi, muhihovere, mwamini muluku pahi, muluku muluku.
How do you do, sir? I suppose we're strangers too. The only time I ever seen you in my life as I know of is when you was coming there and I thought you were Brother Shakarin's uncle, Meshagan, Brother Meshagan, the singer. When you come by and then I seen you going to the prayer line.
Ihali anyu mulopwana, mio kukupa liwira na malapona veto. Emare mosami otonkwa koona ni mamakale lwaka, ntoko sinsuwe laka, okatinyo wari anyuvo. Ntomio, koona wira mwari ahalwa we muna shakaria, walatani, mashakia, muna mashakia, mulipo uipa, okatiwavira anyu. Ntomio, kahi wona ni muruaka mulinya ni wa mavekelo.
Now, being a stranger with you, and or to you, and I a stranger each way, now, if the Lord Jesus will tell me something that you, it's your, maybe what you're wanting, let's just say that. Tell me what you're wanting.
Vano kikanlia kamala poninyuo, ni ahiso wanyuo, nimioki malapo kule namuna. Vano vari wirapu ya Yesu ano kilele etu ya yonyuo, ye yonyuo murianyu alakela etu ntuna anyu, nurepa hini himeyo. Wo himera ni itu, oki himera etu ntuna anyu.
Now he's already given it to you, the only thing is just enough faith to believe it. Now how many understands that? Just enough faith to believe that you get what you ask for, see?
Vano, awa hova hani, etu imose ntune yo kalana wami ni wopiera. Vano, akavani iwa sana heyo, wami ni pahi, onipiera wira muamini, wira muna upanye etuwe kenlianyo. Munona.
Now, if you're up here wanting something and he can tell me what your desire is, then you know I don't know your desire, then it has to be something here that's doing it.
Vano, mwareno sulunu mutunake etu, ni owo niwero kile ele etu ntunanyo. Vano nyuo mosuwe la wira mio nkinsu ele etu ntunanyo. Vano, ehano kale etu imosava enira.
Now, according to the word he promised to do that, he knows the thoughts within their hearts. Is that right? All right?
Vano, ntoko masu, owo himi ya wiro ni muira eyo. Owo aniswe la miupu elo samurima ni mwaya. Ewe kekai, varera.
You have a great desire to be healed. One thing, you're suffering with a nervous condition. Real nervous. That's right. Another thing, you got a back trouble. And that back has been very bad for some time. You've even had an operation on it. That's thus saith the Lord. That's true.
Nyo muni tunavanche eno voni hiwa. Etui mosa, nyo muni hasha ni mukale loona nariwa. Onanariwa vanche ene. Ewe kekai. Etui kina, nyo muri na mukacha miho wa mutana. Ni mutano oo nitipa shokati mukina. Nyo ata mwahi pierera operariwa. Eyo tisiso ni hima tapu ya. Ewe kekai, mone.
That's right. And here's another thing. Your deep desire is, you want to receive the baptism of the Spirit. Come here.
Ewe kekai, ntovayo kale tui kine ntuna shanyu. Tila. Nyo muntuna mwakele upati isu wae roho. Eo vekeka ikweli. Mureva.
Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, may this man be filled with the Holy Ghost before he leaves these grounds. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Just have faith. Don't doubt.
Muluku otunea. Mwansina na Yesu Kristu. Mulopwa nola asarihiwe ni roho yoware. Ahina tukuma mapuru ala. Mwansina na Yesu. Amen. Vano mwakeleyo. Munaka. Mwamini pahi, muhihovere.
How do you do? I suppose, as far as I know, that we're strangers one to the other. If that's right, well, so people know, just raise up your hand so they see we're strangers.
Hali anyu, mio kinona wira ntoko sinsuwe laka, hiyo na amalapo mosani mkwawe. Yarike kai, vano wira atwa suwele, muvenshe ntata nanyu pahi, wira o yone wira hiyo na amalapo.
I never seen her in my life, knowingly. Now, I guess she never seen me unless it was out in the audience, because the Heavenly Father knows. And here's his word laying here, that I have never seen the woman knowingly in my life. Therefore, I wouldn't know what you're here for. Have no idea who you are, what or nothing about you.
Mio nkinato komona mamakale loaka, vosuela, ni mio kinona wira o kanato kokona, woi kalava mutuku manoni, okala wira ati itawiri mweni suela, ntova ari maswaya riva, wira mio nkinato komona mutia nola, vosuela, makale loaka. Tivo mio nkasuele tu mukalelianyu va, atanki nanyi hera wira nyo mwani, etu, atetu wanyuo.
I couldn't tell you one thing. Only thing is just a gift. If I can, as you heard me explain it a while ago, just move over here. What he says, what I see, I can say it. What he doesn't say, I cannot say. I'd say that in myself and it'd be wrong. It'd be wrong.
Nkaro were wo himera ni tui mosa. E tui mosa pahi, eyo yo vaha pahi. Mio kawariaru, ntokosi ki walianyo hima eyo katuvinre. Oroe pante mosa, uiwelele etu oo ni himi awe. Etu eno naka, mio kino were hima. Etu oo hini himi awe. Mio nkingwe rohima, mio kamu himi amansaka ni yamu kala ovonye. Munona, yamu kala ovonye.
But if he says it, it's absolutely right. It never has been wrong. It never will be wrong as long as it remains God. See? Because God cannot be wrong.
Masi oa himiaru, ewe kekaivu omalela. Kivangwe rea neokala, kenatoko kala ovonye. Kenkala kale vonyaka akala rumuluku. Munona, mone, okala wira, kivangwe rea neamuluku vonya.
But if God can tell me what you want, what your desire is, or what you're here for, or something you've done, or something like that, or who you are, where you come from, or whatever he wants to tell me, you'd believe? Thank you.
Masi, varu wira muluku no wero kile ele etu ntunanyu, etu mpavelanyu, wala etu mukalelianyu, va, etu muiralianyu, wale etu, etu siso, wala wira nyuo mwani, otu onikumanyu, wale etu pitu o ntunao kile ela. You are my mommy. Go shukuru.
One thing You have trouble with your feet. Your feet bothers you. That's right. Raise your hand. You have a lady's trouble. Female disorder.
Etuimo sa, nyo muri na mukacha miho ni inaosanyu. Inaosanyu sinimo hashani. Ewe kekai, muvenshenta. Mokala na mukacha miho watiana, mushankiho watiana.
And you've got a great desire in your heart because you've just lost somebody or something. It's a boy. And your boy has left home, run away. And you want me to pray that he'll return back.
Ni okale twin tunanyu vanchene murima ni mwanyu. Okala wira nyu hope with ya ni mutu waletu. Owo mwamiravo anyu ro kumo wani kuchawa. Vano nyu muntuna wira miyo kilompe, wira tikelo wani.
God in heaven send her child to her.
Thank you.
Let the Holy Spirit stop that young man on the road tonight and send him back to his mother. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Muluku wirimu, muvele lihere mwanawe nuupenua. Muhiero hoyo yoware mwemeshe miravo owo mpiro nuhi ula. Muvele lihe atikele wame yawe. Mwansina na Yesu. Amen.
He who knows will send him back to you. Don't worry. Believe now. Don't doubt. Just have faith. All your heart. You believe. And God will grant the rest of it.
Owo okanlolo ni musuela. Ono mutikihira wanyuo. Muhishanke. Mwamini vado. Muhihovere. Mwamini pahi. Murimanyu otene. Nyuo mwamini. Ntomuluku ni movahani sikina.
Now, just those three or four discernings, whatever it was, see, I just went to, it's blind to me. I can't explain that. There's no way to explain it.
Vano, otokorere anno miraru ala misheshe, enakaleru itupi itu, moone, mio kiroro ampakeyo kiripela mio nkingwero tapuleleyo, kiawe namuna o tapulela.
You say, you mean just that would worse than you preach there for 45 minutes or more? You think, yes sir, if it's 3 hours it wouldn't be that much.
Nyo munira, muntuno himiawira eyo yari yote povikana silalenyanyu vale minutu miloko misheshe wala sovikana. Munupwe la siso, ayo mulopwana, sari uora taru, kisaru awata.
A woman touched the garment of our Lord Jesus, and then people are not touching me. Well, this woman here, just look here, she just put her hands on. She just touched me all around, wouldn't do a thing. I'm just a man, but she has to touch him.
Mutia na mosa ahi kwa nyanlea na puyahu Yesu. Nto atwale kaniki kwa nyamio. Vano mutia no lava nguhen no pahi. O amwere pahi, mukipuhere matatanyu, munona. O oki kwa nyamio tene kekumele nla tetu, mio kimutu pahi. Masi oo hano mu kwa nya yo.
And I, by gift, just it just goes, all myself goes away, and I just say what I see. And that's all. See, touching me doesn't mean a thing. But she touches Jesus through me.
Nto mio, ni ova hapahi, pahi, ewe no roa pahi. Mio kino rimela vomalela. Nto mio kinihimia pahi, ele mio neonaka. Munona, nto tie yotu. Mwane, oki kwa nya mio, kinihimia etu. Masu uo, onimu kwa nya Yesu, mamio.
That's how that woman touched God through Jesus. When he didn't know what was the matter with her, she just touched his garment and went and sat down.
This is omutia nole, amukwa nyalawe muluku mwa Yesu. Okati owa hasuwe lawe mukata miho warini iyo. O, akwanya lenlanawe pahi, kurwa kukilati.
And he said, who touched me? And the apostle said, well, everyone's touching you. Why do you say that? He said, but I perceive that virtue has gone from me.
Nto kuira, tanuki kwa nyale, nto arumwa kuira. Vano atu tena no kwa nyani nyuo. Munihimera nisi iso. O kuira, masimio, kinona wira ikuruso ukuma mamiyo.
Now you know what virtue is? Strength. He got weak on one woman touching him. And he was the Son of God. What about me, a sinner, saved by his grace?
Vano, nyuo mosuwe la ikurushe eni. Oweria, o ahite etea muhawa mutia na mosomu kwa nyayo ni o arimu anamuluku. Anki mio na tampi, opoliwe ni mehalawe.
You know what's more? Because he said, these things that I do, shall you do also? More than this shall you do. For I go unto my Father. Greater, it's said there, but the right Greek interpretation is more than this. What shall you do?
Nyomo suwe la mahawasheni ni kala yowata, okala wiro o himme wira, itu ya mio simvaraka, nyomo muno vara na veto. Sovi kanaya muno vara maana mio kinrua wati tiaka, sulu palisha. Ya hime avale, masuta puleli wawekeka inaekere kuti. Sovi kanaya nyomo muno vara.
Now, the lady, I know not. I have known nothing about her. She's just as total stranger to me as the other people were. We're strangers to one another. So if the people know it, you might raise your hand and say, we are strangers.
Vano, mutia nohimu suelaka. Mio nkinsuela te tuwayo. O veke kai malapo omalela wa mio, ntokuwa tuwa kina saareaya. hiyo na amalapo mmosani mukwawe. Wira atwa suwele ila pahi, poti oven shantata nanyu mwire, hiyo na amalapo.
Now, the Son of God, if he one time met a woman in a little panoramic like this by a well, and he talked to her just a moment, and he knew where her trouble was, and he told her what her trouble was. And so she knew by that 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 was the Messiah.
Vano, mwana muluku, bari wira owe mare mosahi muponya mutia na mosamwe la tarato ya mukani ntokwela, bakiviru vehime, nto owo kula vulano kati vakani. Nuwo, aniswe la vatuva harimulatu awe, ni owo kumuhimiere sheni harimulatu awe. Nto owo aswenle ni yeyo, wiro la harimesia.
Now that you've touched me, I've touched you, nothing happened. But if my faith by gift and your faith by believing in it, can touch him and he can speak through us, to through me to you, then you know that he's here like he was that well at Sychar. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe that?
Vano wira mio kihana, nyo moki kwanya mio kiho kwanya ninyo, ntokiawe kumelenle. Masivari wira wami ni waka ni ovaha, ni wami ni wanyu, wo wami ni yeyo, oni wero mukwanya yo, ni wira oo potu lavula mwa hiyo, mwa mio mpaka nyuo, Ntonyuo muno suwe la wira oo rivava, ntoko osarea weve, vehime ni vale osikari, munona, oo mmosarun sano lilo ni mahiku utene, nyo munami ni yeyo.
You have so many troubles, so many afflictions, complications. One of the main things that you want to be prayed for is arthritis. That's right, that right. You're stiffening up arthritis.
Nyo mwokala na mikacha miho sinchene, mishanki ho sinchene, ivela velelo. Emosa waitusu ulu pale nyue ntuna anyu veke leliwa. Wipa wa makonyo konyo. Ewe kekai. Ekekai. Nyo munihashi ya mwahawo wipa makonyo konyo.
When you see you raise your arm and you did walk out kind of slow, the best of my remember. Maybe just wait just a minute. Maybe something else can be said that'll take the... you feel things, people, you know, like a breath coming against it. They say, why, he guessed that or, you know, like that.
Okati munona anyu nyuo vensha mono. Ninyo muheta puuhime wene murima. Singwere aka upuela. Kinongwehere minutu mmosa paahi. Kino etu ikine nohi mwenroo kusha wala nyo mosuela. Nyo munona itu, atu, nyo mosuela. Ntoko monsele lo onira ovirikanyi hakaela. Awa nira, vano, awa rimu anyihereyo. Wala nyo mosuela, ntoko siso.
But you seem to be a fine person. Just talk to me just a moment. Let's stand here just a minute. Because I do think there's something else that's in your heart that you're wanting from God.
Masi, nyo munikala ntoko muture era murima. Mulavule ni miyo pahi ukati wakani pahi. Nroene emeleva okati vakani pahi. Okala wira mio kinona wira yokale etwiki nato erimurima ni mwanyu nyue ntuna anyu wa muluku.
Now I cannot answer your prayer, but he can read, because if you believe it, it's already answered. But if you just want to believe, to make you to believe.
Vano, mio nkaa wira wakula maveke lwanyu. Masi oo ni wira wa. Okala wira nyue muaminiru ehakuliwa. Masi mwatunaka waamini wira muamini hiwe.
Now I tell you, it's concerning a loved one that's not here. And that is a brother. And that brother is not even in this country. He's in a kind of a wet country, a lot of lakes. I'd say something like in the Michigan or some. That's Michigan's where it's at.
Vano, mio kinimolelani, ewe ni mwasa mutu ni mpentanyu uhikanle vava. Vano owo muninyu, nto muninyu uo kakanla tela poela. Owo tinireke ailapwe mosayo ototoa ya matara manchene. Mio kamu himia wira etu ntoko Michigan waletu. Ayo, Michigan, tiwe yuo.
And he is suffering with a deadly killer. And that is an uncurable kidney trouble that he's bothered with. That is right, isn't it? That's thus saith the Lord. Now the handkerchief that you got in your hand that you raised to God, send that to your brother and tell him not to doubt, but to believe, and that'll you'll be healed. Now you'll believe.
Vano ni hasha ni tu ni muiva. Vano mukatamiho waisio himvoneo ni muhasha. Ewe kekai, kehio. Eyoti siiswa ni hima tapuya. Vano nleso murinanyu matata ni mwanyu, nenlo muvenshenreanyu muluku, muroi hele nenlo muninyu ni mulele wira ahihovere masi amini. Nto unlo, oo novo ni hiwa nana anonyu muaminiru.
You believe with all your heart? Then, if you believe, there's only one thing to do. That's absolutely accepted. Is that right? Now you say, he's looking at that them people. That's what he's doing, looking at it. You see that so much.
Nyo munami ni murimanyu otene, mone, nto, muamini kiru, eritu imosa pahi yowira, eyo ti, wakela yeyo na mukuluiru. Ewe kekai, vano nyo munira, ala niweha yeyo, atwale, ti yeyo ala nira ya waweha. Nyo munone yeyo vanchene.
But that you might not know this lady here, come up this way lady, here, the patient, here we are. I'm not looking at her. Do you believe that God can reveal to me what's your trouble? Raise your hands if you do. This lady here, the patient.
Masi uiranyo musuelela muhano lava murepantela no muhano va mureta munakalero mututi mutu miyonkimwe hola nyo munami ni wira muluko oni wero kupululela eleri mukacha mihwanyu muvenshe matatanyu muamini kivale muhano lava mureta ayo.
All right, and if you believe that with all your heart, that asthmatic trouble won't bother you anymore. All right, go home and believe it.
Barera vano nyo muamini riyo ni murimanyu otene mukata mihoo waipumu kunrua toho hashani. Barera, mureko wani ni muamini.
Look at her, did it? See, you look this way, the vision is there, no matter what takes place. Hey, man, can't you see it? Just perfectly as God can be perfect.
Nkimone, eyo yomona, mone, oo, nyongwe heke pante elano, yowone rivale atawira ni kumelela sheni. Ame, kamungwere aona, yore erasha voma lela, ntokomuluku ngwere au kalore erasha voma lela.
You believe too? Asthma could leave you too, couldn't? You believe it would? All right. Go tell the Lord Jesus that you believe.
Nyo munami ni naveto, ipumupoti wo hiani nave. Kivawere ania, nyo munami ni wira yamo hiani. Varera, murowe muahime erapu ya Yesu wira nyo muni waamini yao.
Someday you'd have to pack a little cane around that arthritis crippled jet, but he ain't going to do it. You don't believe it is, do you? You believe you're going to be all right? Go on your road. And Jesus Christ makes you well.
Nihikuno, mwaro kalomu kushato toto mmosa mwamu kani makonyo kunyo awe orakali handru. Masikandru wa wira siso. Nyo kamu nami ni wira eyo ni muiranea. Tisiso, nyo munami ni wira muno kaloratene. Mutareke piruanyu ni Yesu Kristo novo nihani.
Heart trouble kills people, but it don't have to kill you. You believe that God will heal it for you and make you well? Go believing it with all your heart. Say, I truly believe it.
Mukacha miho amurimu ni uivatu. Masikoruna yo uivani nyuo. Nyo munami ni wira muluku novo ni hawanyuo ni woka lihani sana. Muroe muaminiki yeyo ni murimanyu otene muire mio veke kaikin namini.
You speak English. You understand English. Somebody, huh? All right. You speak to her what I tell her. Tell her she'll believe the stomach trouble will leave her. She will believe it. Your back trouble will leave you too. So now you go on your road and be healed.
Nyo muni lavu lenkelesi. Muni wenkelesi. Okala mutuni rwa ayo varera. Nyo muno mulela etumio emuhimiera laka. Mulele wira owa aminiru mulatu wa mirima nono muhia. Oo ni muamini. Mulatu anyu wa mutana onimohia ni nave. Vano poti oro wa piru anyu ni mwonihiwe.
How do you do? You believe? That man sitting there with back trouble looking at me, and I said that he could be healed too. If you believe it, sir? All right, sir.
Ehali anyu, nyo munnamini. Mulopwa naolo kila antivale ni mulatu wa mutana, okiwe hako kati uhimiaka yeyo, oo potu vuni hiwa na veto. Muaminiru yeyo mulopwana, varera mulopwana.
The lady sitting right next to you there. You got neck trouble, haven't you, lady? You believe that God will heal you? You don't lay hands on the little boy for his knees? He'll get well too. You believe it? You had female trouble, ladies' trouble. You don't have it now. Your faith healed you and made you whole.
Muhano kila anti vakivirusha ni nyovo, nyo murina mukacha miho weshiko. Kamurina muhano, nyo munami ni wira muluku ni movo ni hani. Nyo muntuno muisha atera matata mwamiravo mwahawa makutawe, nuono ovona nave. Nyo munami ni, nyo muarina mukacha miho watiana. Kamurina vano, wami ni wanyo hovo ni hani, ni hoho kalihani mukumi.
You believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? Then let's put our hands on one another and pray this prayer of faith, each one of us. Pray the prayer of faith.
Nyo munimuamini Yesu Kristu, mosarun sano lelo ni mahiku uteni. Vano nroeni puhera ni matata mosani mukwawe. Nivekele onla no wamini. Kula mosa ahio, nivekele no wamini.
Dear God, while we're so covered in your divine presence, to see you moving out through the audience and healing the sick everywhere, thou art God. I pray that you'll heal this entire audience.
Muluku otunea, ukati oriahu okuneliwa muhinoa mukale lwanyu wa muluku, wira niwone ni nyuo mwetaka wa mutuku manoni, maavoni hakareta mapuro otene, nyuo mamuluku, mio kimveke la wira nyuo mwavonihe mutuku manola otene.
Let the breath of God fall fresh into their hearts, and let them know that time is running out. We're just a little while longer to be here.
that we're going to be with him who we love. And may now his presence bring healing to everyone.
Wira epumuya muluku emorele tomuri manimwaya. Ni wira aswele wiro katu no mala. Hiyo nrino kati vakani paahi to wira nikalemu. Ni umala hiyo no ro kala nuule hiyo nimpentahu. Ni wira vano mukale loawe. Oruhe openu wa mwatu tene.
We condemn Satan. We condemn all of his acts in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan, come from the people.
Hiyo ni nimulu mela satana. Hiyo ni nulu mela miteko sawe sotene. Mwansina na Yesu Kristu satana mukume mwatuni.
All that will believe in now and accept your healing, stand up on your feet. Say, I now stand up to accept my healing. I believe it. Regardless of your condition, if you really believe it, stand up to your feet.
Ote na ala nro muamini yo ovano, ni anakele openu wawaya mvenye muire, mi ovano kino venya wira kakele openu wawaka, mi okinina amini, atamu kale loanyu tuvi, nyo muamini ruvekekai, mvenye.
Now raise up your hands and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing me. God be with you.
Vano muvenshe matata anyu muire, koshukuru puya Yesu mwahao kivoniha, muluku kaleni nyuo.